Blog Talk Radio.
Let's drop that old one that we used to do back in the day.
Jack,
Sitting there, she should be having these bitches ready to quack. Probably the reason why bitches be hating.
Give me none of my shit.
Speaking the things I be spitting this. Thank you. Get your house on, children, it's time to dance.
Get up.
Get your house on, children, it's time to clap.
Get up.
Get your house on, children, it's time to jack.
Get up.
Get your house on, children, it's time to stomp.
Get up.
Get your house on, children, it's time to work.
Bar Ball, Saturday, November 30th, presented by Abounding Prosperity, along with the icon pioneer, Larry Ebony, and the Gulf Coast Prince, Kendall Escada. Grand prize, $1,500, open to all realness, with the look and attitude of a celebrity. Mini grand, open to all sex sirens, for $500. Open to all best dress, $500. Open to all runway, $500. And performance blitz for $250. That's the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, Saturday, November 30th in Dallas, Texas. The location, Fiesta Event Center, 704 South Walton Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. Doors open at 7, LSS, at 8 p.m. Your commentator, the icon, Jack Mizrahi. Admission, $30. Tables, $100 before November 15th, $150 afterwards. There will be HIV testing at the event center and free admission for those that get tested. Again, the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, presented by Abounding Prosperity, the icon Larry Ebony, and Prince $10 Scotta. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for November 30th. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball. The Carolina People's Choice Ball, Saturday, February 8, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for Female Figure Runway. $500 mini grands include Open to All Best Dress, Female Figure Face, Butch Queen European versus All American Runway, Butch Queen Legendary Performance, and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fans' favorite and recognize the people's choice. Again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seat 10 with refreshments. Available for advance purchase only. Your commentators, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father Dede Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there.
I now give to you.
You can take all the pictures you want.
The controversial.
Was not here as a friend of yours. She's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the true beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is Trash Talk Tuesday, honey, / the recap show, honey. We're here definitely to give you all the dirt, all the madness, and all the tea, and all the shade, and all the drama, honey. That's what we're here for tonight, honey. We're going to give it to you uncut, raw, just the way you like it, honey. But, you know, it's been a long time since I introduced my girlfriend, honey. So, you know, I got to definitely introduce my girlfriend, Miss Thang. She has been around for a long, long time, Miss Thang. She's the diva, Miss Thang, that you girls love to hate, Miss Thang, honey, and always gives her tea and always has her motherfucking shade, honey. It's no other than my girlfriend, Miss London Bridges.
But there's one sound that no one knows.
Every time you come around my London, London Bridge, wanna go down like London, 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 wanna go down like London, London, London.
My pride, my pride. You're in vogue. You have to vogue like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Letty, you're supposed to vogue like a lady, stay in one spot.
Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Miss Bridges. Yay! What's going on, my darling?
Hello, Kelly. How are you, my love?
Baby, I'm doing fine, and yourself?
You know, I'm lovely, you know, just sitting here in my one-bedroom apartment, you know, just lounging.
I know that's right, honey. Baby, tonight is going to be a fun night, honey. It's going to be a night mixed with the Tuesday night cast and the Monday night cast, all wrapped up in one.
Right, I love it.
Yes, honey. So without further ado, we got to bring my brother on, honey. You know, Rodney should be the new, Rodney is the overall father of the House of Prodigy. He's the overall father of the House of Cocktail. And he's the overall father of traveling from state to state. Because Rodney's always around, honey. Without further ado, we're going to bring Rodney on.
Everybody put your drinks in the air!
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks
up. Let's go, let's go.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up. Put your fucking drinks
yo,
up.
Yo.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, my, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know why.
Rodney.
What's going on, Kels?
What's
Hello,
going on?
Rodney.
What's up, London? How are you?
So many houses under your belt. Let me take one off your head.
You can take the traveling one off because this is getting tiresome.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God, honey. You know, I'm going to bring on all our girlfriends, honey. I'm going to bring on, Miss Calvin. I'm going to bring on J-Rock. I'm going to bring on Jason. I don't know where Shamika is at tonight, but hopefully Shamika will be calling in soon, honey. And we're going to get the drama and all the madness started. Hello, Jason.
Hey.
How you
What's
doing?
Up,
Hello, friend.
I've been downgraded. I lost my intro.
switchboard up the final because you know the boards, the blog talk has messed up. It's not no intros up here. Everything is down. It's only like three intros up here.
I know. I'm just messing with you, Kelly. What's going on? Hey, mother. Mm-hmm. Hey, drunk ass Rodney.
What's going on? Was you there Saturday?
No. I was on my way, but then there was a fight and there was a delay letting people in, so I paid it.
Oh, shit, honey. Hold on. Hey, J-Rock.
As I look back over my life and I think things all over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I've got a testimony. Okay, I have to do my intro for y'all.
I'm going to fuck you up, J-Rock.
I've never heard your introduction, so that's your intro, J-Rock.
Yeah. Because, you know, so we go from Cali's to Rodney talking about put your bottles up to you just like a heathen wanting to sing a church song.
Baby, I'm going to fuck J-Rock up. Hello, Calvin.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Kelly. How are y'all doing?
What's going on, Calvin?
Hey, Calvin. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, baby.
Because you
yes,
know on Tuesday I normally be have to have paperwork and stuff to do, so I'm gonna be like once I talk a little bit, I probably gonna be on mute so the phone won't keep bothering everybody. I'm gonna try to do as best I can.
Well, baby, we're definitely here to recap the face to face ball that happened in Hollywood, Florida. We're also here to recap the ball that happened in Baltimore on Saturday. We're also here to recap the ball that happened in the garage on Saturday in Chicago. That's what everybody keeps saying to me. It was in a garage. I don't know. But that's what the girls keep saying, honey. It's a lot of tea and it's a lot of shade that's been going on. So to all you girls that's out there, well, not to you girls that's out there, but to the three promoters of the ball in Chicago, a lot of tea has came through my airwaves. So if anybody's in the Chicago area, can you please have the three promoters that had the ball, definitely please call in here because it's a lot of stuff that has came through my airwaves, honey. And it's going to be nasty. So I want y'all to be able to be here and defend yourselves. So definitely, girls, if you're in the Chicago area, I think it was Amaya and who else had the ball, Rodney, and Alana. And
Derek and Alana.
Yeah, Derek and Alana. Derek and Alana on Saturday. And then Derek, Alana, and Amaya on Sunday for the aftermath.
No.
So, girls, definitely be here on the phone line because it's a lot of things, and I want y'all to be able to defend yourself, so definitely be here. So, Rodney, you can start off because, you know, you're going to be going in and out on your trip to Florida this weekend.
Okay. Got down there Thursday night. Went up and met up with Kelly and Corey at the hotel, or, you know. And we, you know, I got settled in for a quick second, and then Kelly and I watched Scandal. The phones and stuff kept ringing. Our phones kept going off, and we was trying to enjoy ourselves by watching the TV as well. You know, so after that, we wound up going to this club called Alibis. Shout out to Club Alibis. It's a very nice club, indoor, outdoor, in the patio. But the most important thing, they had those big mason jar glasses, Long Island iced teas for $3. That was everything to me. I felt like I was in heaven. Plus, it was 80 degrees, so we was outside on the patio and everything. And so I definitely, my night started off really, really well in Florida. It was a little altercation. So, you know, it's always drama follows Kelly everywhere. So it was a little fight up in there. We was, you know, getting that on film while we was talking and interviewing and stuff. Then after that, we went to After Hours. Which one was that, Kelly? Torpedoes? What was the name of that one?
Yeah, Torpedoes.
Torpedoes, we went to there. We definitely had a nice time in there. Played hip-hop, you know, R&B, and played a little bit of club music. We had a light LSS at the end. Kelly and I were voguing. I came out and battled D Square Ebony for the old way. We had a nice time. We had a nice time on Thursday. And then Friday was a day on the ball. I moved over to my hotel and just relaxed and drunk all day. And we was on my way headed to the ball about 10. Well, scheduled to start at 10. So I commenced to getting ready about that time. I got to the ball around 12, and we actually didn't start till about 2:30. So I was a little drained by that, you know, so just being honest, I was a little drained by that, because unfortunately to that, Kelly and I, we had to leave early. Kelly, I, and Corey, we had to leave early, so we didn't get a chance to see the whole ball in its entirety. But for what we did see, it was entertaining somewhat. People was on the panel, get the chop. You know, make me and Kelly the bad guy. Marcus, you know, he was there. He was the judge as well. He got in a little bit. It was the $500 gown category. Some of the gowns looked nice, but what we tried to explain to the girls were the category was gown with production and presentation and everything. So it was like a mixture of the ball scene with the pageant scene, and some of the girls didn't understand that or didn't care to understand that. They just knew that they had on a nice gown and they should have got 10s. But they, you know, the production or the introduction or whatever it was wasn't up to par. So, you know, some of them were mad at first, but I took some to the side and tried to explain it to them after the category. So there was a little bit more understanding to it as I told them, like the ballroom aspect. This is a ball, so you have to, the leaders in those individual houses had to kind of like put a little word out to them that it's more stipulations than just coming out with a nice gown.
I got off the panel three times with that gown category, because when Marcus chopped that big girl, and say she looked like she was going to maul the panel.
But you know, she got chopped. She walked to the end. She came back. She said, "Oh no, fuck that. I came all the way out here for this. I don't even walk balls like this." I mean, she was really a little heated, and I understand Martin was trying to explain it to her, but she was not having it. She wanted, you know, she wanted his head, you know what I'm saying? But she came to it, so she waited to the side. We was like, we have more people walking, so she stood to the side. She said, "Well, I want to see what the fuck are y'all talking about when y'all talking about productions and all this type of shit, so I'm going to stand right here, and I'm going to wait." So she stood there and waited, and she saw four more girls got chopped after her. So that kind of made her a little bit more understanding of what we was going through. So, you know, but she was still a little heated, but she still told, hold on one second, guys.
Well, I got to that there was nice dresses and bad paint.
You had what, Charlie? Rhonda?
There was nice dresses and badly painted faces.
The trophies were African fixtures and different stuff like that. As far as it goes, the theme of the ball. So those were nice. It was good to see, some Morgan is there. Tim and Mike Icon, Uncle Mike Ebony. Like I said, Marcus was there. The Milans were definitely in the building. Infinities, Cons, Mizrahi's. Who else? I won't leave nobody out. Revlon's, La Perla's. They had a nice little mixture of houses representing at the ball. Had a very nice crowd. I had a good time overall. I really had a fun time in Florida.
Okay.
Okay.
Mika.
Hey, y'all.
How you doing?
Hey,
Tamika. Ika.
Hey, Marcus.
Yes.
Would you like to give your take on the ball and how you felt about the ball since you was there? You was a judge.
The ball was nice. I really enjoyed the ball. Shout out to Sierra for doing a good job. Rodney, you forgot to say the liquor was flowing all night.
Yes, Syrah was definitely in the building.
All night.
Well, the cocktail, how could you forget that?
I mean, I was just thinking about alibis. Alibi just stayed on my mind, so the whole weekend I was just,
Shout out to the return of Chloe Milan. So she's back in Milan.
Out of drag.
Well, yeah, she's out of drag. what else? The gown category, you know what, Kelly? I'm going to ask you on the radio. Why did you chop that last girl?
That big girl?
Right.
They say, girl, that looked like my grandmother's old motherfucking couch. Miss A, that looked like a fucking throw cover, Miss A. That was not a gown. That was more of a costume.
You did that because she was big.
And that was more of a costume.
Well, no, Kelly, they do wear those. What you saw was the poof skirt with like the what are those pageant girls?
I watched Miss America and Miss Universe, but I just didn't see that.
Girl, it's girl, you tried it.
Y'all tried it by giving her her tens before she even got all the way up in the front.
I like the presentation and I like all that other stuff, but it was just giving me a gigantic Angie Mama without the head wrap. Yeah.
No.
I thought she was one of the better ones.
That's what entertaining, yeah. She was.
No, not her. I'm talking about the one that had, like, I don't think she was in a house.
No, she came up. She had, like, the gold straps across the front, and the guy came up from under her dress.
No, not her.
Yeah. It was only Tiana who definitely gave you a lip-sync performance to die for, and then the girl that came after her was the one with the big, big dress, like it was made out of old quilt.
I was talking about the one that had on the gown, like she had on the it was like the blue overlay under a gold piece, and she had one of those like Gone with the Wind things under it to make it poof out really big, like a hoop skirt.
What are you talking about, Marcus? Were you talking about Rodney?
The booty came from under her skirt. Yeah, that's her.
Oh.
See, Marcus wasn't even paying attention. He was too busy throwing his motherfucking
tins
up.
Throwing up tins, wasn't even paying attention to what was going on.
Hold on. So, okay, this is my question. How did y'all score evening gown? What was y'all basing it off of?
Baby, I was basing it on the whole overall look, bitch. When you think about Miss Universe, I was thinking about the hair, the makeup, the whole dress. I didn't want to see anything, bitch, out of place or anything. I just watched Miss Universe last week, Miss Day. Those dresses was nasty, Miss Day. Bitch, those dresses looked like something they had in their closet, Miss Day, and they just pulled it out because they knew nobody else was going to come for the category, and they thought it was going to be easy cash, but they didn't read the fine print at the bottom.
Or maybe Sierra where they were.
500.
500, and you want a bitch to come like Miss Universe? Please, I would have came with a throw cup on too, bitch. That's the insult.
But no, but Shamika, pageant girls, they not used to winning $500. They win $500 after
doing the whole pageant. They win $500 for one category.
That's an insult. I would never walk a pageant then.
Well, that's what they get.
They
get
some money,
money
into that. There's a lot of money put into doing pageants. Come on, now. You have to have a whole makeup team.
Was that big girl y'all was talking about? Did she walk the evening wear category?
Yes.
Yeah. When we talk about this category, we're talking about evening gown.
Yeah, because I don't see evening gown with a camisole underneath of it. I mean, not a camisole. What are them things? Them big puffy things.
A long fucking girl.
A girdle. She was the last one that came out. Yeah, I mean, they do wear that at like pageants and black pageants. You'll see the girls who have those hoop skirts on to make it tough out big. I don't really see the point, but they do it. It's like that going with the wind effect.
Right, but when you say evening gown, you think something body
hugging. That doesn't give me evening gown either.
Well,
right.
I blame Ciara and her half-ass on-the-air promotion show.
But then what else? Performance was okay. Shout out to Warren for winning runway. What else was there?
Shout out to Warren and X for actually doing team runway as it's supposed to be done. A team. They were very synchronized. I mean, if you're judging like if it was a very RR, he might have took off a tenth of a point for maybe one person not turning exactly when they're supposed to turn. But as a whole, the crowd kept going up, and it was definitely they entertained you. So big shout out to X and Warren for Team Runway. And then they had to battle. That was the twist. They had to battle each other for the money.
It's no shade. It's no shade. That was the highlight of the night for me.
Yeah, that Team Runway was definitely
yeah.
Hot.
And then no one walked the Team Face category. So Face girls, where were y'all? It was $1,000. Yup. I just knew somebody was coming for that. But...
Oh, my God. Wait, I'm trying
to... Oh, and shout out to the trans man that was real, too.
Yeah, trans man was definitely the highlight of the evening as well.
Yes, motherfucking Chanel, motherfucking Prada's husband, baby. He was motherfucking everything, honey, okay? Baby,
which
he was everything,
was
baby.
Which ball was the ball where Mariah and Selvin went in and they did hands performance against each other?
That was in Chicago.
That was cute. Hey, Marcus, you said nobody walked face?
No, nobody.
I was starting to believe that the face kids are starting to get scared. They are scared of each other. Like, you be having all these big face categories, like, all over the nation, and none of the boys is walking anymore. I'm like, what happened to Butch Queen face? Why is everybody scared of each other? I mean, you get these, it's such and such walking, or I'm not walking. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's not enough paint to go around.
Kelly, I have to say on that little video, I think the one you gave with the message, the last message to Deidre, when Selena Khan was getting out the car, I couldn't believe she was fucking beat. And I usually think she looked like a monstrosity, but she was fucking on that night. She looked good. Her face-wise, like, her body, you know, okay, but face-wise, she looked good.
Yes.
I'm surprised. Selena looked good. She did.
So shout out to Ciara. Congratulations. Yeah.
Okay, hold on, y'all, because before we go, before I get my recap and go into it, honey, I'm posting this picture up of this gown, bitch, that Marcus gave 10 to, honey.
Okay, I want to see it.
I want to see it, too. Y'all gave 10 to the first girl.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
I didn't give a chance to anyone.
The picture is...
You just didn't throw up your score. You was waiting on everybody else.
No, wait. We told Greg at the beginning of the ball, I personally said to him, I said, Greg, if the judges do not put up their flags, it's a chop. Everybody must put up their flag to know it's a 10. If not, it's a chop. And we were sitting there not putting up our flag, but he kept saying, judges, just score, judges, just score, judges. You shouldn't have to say that 10 times. If I don't put up my fucking flag, then it's a chop.
Now, also, Kelly, describe the category, because it said representing a country, one of the 53 countries in an African continent.
I'm sorry, that $500 category costs too much. $500? I wouldn't have never done that.
I wish they had pictures. I wish they had pictures of the other three girls that got chopped. Also,
she got it on Facebook because she sent me a fan. She sent me a friend request.
Oh well, I don't. It's, Corey didn't take
the
pictures
girl.
Of them.
Oh, did she?
Oh. Yeah,
she sent me a friend request. So did she send you a friend request?
She said she just wanted us to be consistent, girl. She did not say nothing about whipping no ass. She was upset at the beginning. We kiki'd after the ball for like an hour.
But that's what I'm saying. Once she said everybody else got shot, she was okay.
Right.
If somebody had won that money, then she would have been, she would have torn that building up.
Well, girl, she just would have lost. It's no shame. I think she said, well, my gown cost $2,500. Just because you paid $2,500 for it,
I said that doesn't mean the qualifier look up the par doesn't mean no matter how much you pay for. You can get a nasty gown for free.
And I think if I remember correctly, it was really her production. She just really came out lip singing, "Shine Bright Like a Diamond."
Yeah, I see you. And I mean,
Kelly,
I understand when all these basketball teams give away dresses. Like, I know the Hornets used to do it here. I know they give away nice shit. Why the girls can't just, you know, instead of paying for something that looks like shit, a free bed.
The gal didn't look. Hold on. Which one, though? Because, see, okay. Well, because in a way, I mean, honest with you, I didn't expect a conventional evening gown because it said representing your country. How many African girls walk around with a strapless dress, beat it like that in Africa?
But my thing was, if they're doing those gowns, which, you know, it's an evening gown, so evening gown is given that category, they could have put it in the color of the country that they're representing, like the Ebony girl attempted to do. Her country was green and gold, her dress was green and gold, and it still was an evening gown. Now, Kelly got her for her stitching and stuff like that, but that's what I was looking for.
I didn't really think that was an evening gown, though. That, to me, that looked like a club dress.
Oh, God.
I could see somebody wearing that to stage 48.
And Marcus, what the fuck you thought this was?
It was a costume, but to me, based on the flag that she brought out, to me, it represented it as that. And I also could see, you know, pageant girls put stuff together. They piece stuff together.
Wait, hold on. Hold on 1 minute. Tiffany, I forget. I'm not gonna post the other name in the picture, but Tiffany posted a picture in the official ballroom group. That's the legendary Carrie Mizrahi, face body sex siren. You have Pussy Mizrahi on the side of Carrie. Then you have the young Kelly at the YWCA and Brooklyn on 3rd Avenue. And then that man in the black with the jeans on that's standing next to me is Johnny.
Oh, I see it. Wait, let me look at the picture again because I got the notification.
I'm just a little.
I have to look at it again.
Now, okay, okay.
Oh my God,
so disrespectful, Kat.
That's Johnny.
Yeah, that's Johnny standing next to me.
Oh. Okay. Oh shit.
Y'all was wrong for that picture. That picture looked, oh, well, it still looked the same, honey, so. It ain't really much that changed. But, yeah. But my weekend, I really, oh, my God, I can't wait for the aftermath to, well, in the mix of the airport to go up, baby. If Corey was not asleep on the plane, oh, my God, baby, y'all would have gagged, bitch, if Corey was not asleep on the plane. We was in row 30, And it was this cunt and her boyfriend in the other row across from us. She had on this little black little mini skirt. He had his jacket over her, Mustang. He was finger popping her on the plane, Mustang. She was jerking him off, Mustang. She got to her climax, Mustang, and went in the bathroom and cleaned herself up, came back. He was sitting there, bitch, fixing his meat and adjusting it and everything. After we got off the plane, Corey turned the camera on. I started talking about it. Y'all see them in the background once the video goes up. You know, we got them in the background. They were standing behind me coming down the escalator, so y'all see them. We got off the fucking plane. It was so fucking beautiful in fucking Florida. I had to take my trench coat off and put it in my suitcase. It was just like, it was really fucking amazing. It was like going back to all those couple of months I missed when I was in jail for the last couple of months of the summer, honey. So, and I really enjoyed myself on a Thursday night. I don't really drink, bitch, but we went to the bar. And Sierra got us drinks, Miss Thing. That drink was nasty, bitch. I don't understand. Rodney is definitely the overall blueprint and founder of the fucking house of motherfucking cocktail, okay? Because I had that one drink, bitch, and she fluttered my bones and my body, baby, and I was hot. I ain't want no more, baby. Rodney went and got him another one. I don't know how he motherfucking did that, honey. The after hours was so fab and everything. I just don't like, the only thing I didn't like about the after hours was that before me and Rodney came out and voted and cut up, they was calling the other girls out to come out, but the house leaders were stopping them, like, you know, it was like, oh, you know, don't vogue in here. But once they called me out and they called Rodney out and then we came out and cut up and did what we did, it was all right for them to let their kids come out there and do that. I don't, bitch, you know, if we having fun, you having fun. Let your kids just be. Why everybody got to, you know, be so uptight and everything? But the after hours.
Girl, you got to vogue every night, though, girl.
It was a cut upset. It was in the after hours. The hype man in the after hours, seeing that the ballroom kids came in and was giving us life, bitch. He gave the mic to one person for them to commentate. He seen the ballroom kids. He was shouting them out on the mic, and they turned it into a little LSS. Was saying the girls was very uptight, like, oh no, you know, don't vogue in here, or you know, or stuff of that nature.
Y'all came on and y'all clocked they sets. They probably was trying to convince the dates that they got ballroom kids. Y'all set them up.
No, based on that crowd, you couldn't have. Was no illusion going on up in there.
So it was really cute.
Well, Kelly,
don't
go to the Atlanta after hours, Bogan girl. They gonna put you out.
Oh no, baby! In Atlanta after hours, I can't do anything in Atlanta after hours, baby. I'd be too stuck. Okay. But it was really cute. I really enjoyed myself. I enjoyed myself there more than I enjoyed myself at the first place. I enjoyed myself there much better. We were supposed to go get some motherfucking pizza, but bitch stopped at motherfucking 7-Eleven, bitch, and got a snack from there, went back to the hotel, and crashed, honey. And then got up Saturday, we all went in and walked down the road because it was so beautiful outside, got something to eat. You know, started getting ready. Marcus hit me up about 9:15 and asked me about 9:15, actually what time I was going to be at the function. I said, oh, child, I'm painting my face now, honey, and getting ready. Bitch, but you know, I was lying, honey, because I told Sierra to text me, honey, when her makeup was halfway done so I could start getting ready to come to the function. But, you know, if I would have told Marcus that, Miss A, then Marcus would have laid around a little bit longer, Miss A. And then Marcus started texting me, bitch, about 11:15, bitch, like, where you at, Miss A? I said, oh, bitch, I'm getting dressed. I'm on my way. Girl, I had just jumped in the shower, child. Baby, so I got to the function. We were taking pictures. The parking lot was really packed to the function, Miss Thing. The only thing I didn't like was the late start. I hate coming to a ball and sitting around and have to wait for the ball to start, honey. So once the ball started and got going on, it was actually really cute. The girls came out, and the girls definitely did cut up for LSS and everything, bitch. It was actually cute. The categories is cute. My highlight of the night for all the categories, because I didn't get to see Twista versus Sista or Vogue Femme because I had to leave to get to the airport. So my highlight of the night has to definitely go to the legendary Warren Milan and X Mizrahi. They definitely turned it out, bitch. When y'all girls, if y'all y'all girls want to know what team anything is, y'all need to take and go and watch that clip. That's what Team Runway is. Y'all need to go back and review Tamara and Kevin, God rest his soul, clips on YouTube, what team performance is when they ask for a team. Team is not what they do at the Rumble Ball. That is Rumble style team. But team performance and Team Runway is what X and Warren did this week. And congratulations to them. That was definitely my highlight for the evening, honey. And I enjoyed myself, honey, you know.
One more thing. Kelly, shout out to Trigger Ebony and the Ebony Punch Florida version, the Pussy Pink Panty Punch.
Okay.
It was cute. I told y'all I was going to say it. It was definitely cute. Shout out to the Ebony Florida
version. It was.
And definitely shout out to Uncle Michael Haynes that was definitely up in the building.
Yeah.
Up in the building. So that was my trip to Hollywood, Florida. I was supposed to go to Baltimore, but when I was in Florida, the girls wanted me to cut up and mother popped her knee out of socket. So I'm sorry to the people in Baltimore. I promised y'all that I was going to be there this year, but my knee was messed up, so I couldn't make it. So I guess Rodney and Marcus can give us a recap of what happened in Baltimore.
Rodney's going to have to get a recap because I only made it the last 20 minutes.
Baltimore was nice crowd. I didn't go last year, so I don't know how it was and conducive to last year's crowd, but it was a very nice crowd there. All the houses were situated around the big stage area, which was in the center of the floor. When they called out the judges, I was kind of like confused with the location of when you have a ball of that nature that you would think that would judges be, you know, people that are there like Atlanta, New York, North Carolina, Philly, like judges all around. But when they first called the judges out, it was, you know, the first Philly judge, then the second Philly judge, then the third Philly judge, then the fourth Philly judge, and then a couple of Baltimore. So it was like that. So I was kind of confused at first, and then I was really confused because Alvernian was on sitting next to Michi on the panel. So everybody was looking like, Harold was like, ain't that two Levins? I was like, yeah, I think so. And then James was like, is there two Levins on the panel next to each other? I was like, yeah, I guess, I don't know. And then they asked him, Alvernian, was he a Levin? And he said, no, 007. So.
Kelly, I'm looking at your face in this clip where I think it's the first girl that came walking runway with that the guys dropping the shit on the runway before she came out. Your face just told it all. You was like, no, ma'am, not at all. I think it was Tayana Milan or whatever.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we had the first half. Shout out to the House of Balenciaga and to my house, Prodigy. We definitely were going back and forth for the categories during the first half, during the realness, during the twist. Performance. It was a lot of fun. Our houses were just chanting back and forth and everything. Big shout out to Marquise and Buggy and the Revlons. They were definitely in the building. Julius and Amber Rose, Julius Revlon and Amber Rose Chanel. It was over to all face. They both walked. They both looked exceptionally well. I mean, I think that's probably the best I've ever seen both of them look. As far as their face, they definitely were on point. It was kind of hard to pick. But I went with Julius on that battle. But it's definitely was a hot, nice, hard battle. They both were definitely deserving of tens for face and their looks and everything. Thug Runners went to the House of Balenciaga. Executive Runners went to the House of Balenciaga. Trans Man went to Khan. Pretty Boy went to Balenciaga. And Jack was on the mic saying, well, yeah, all the three out of the four Butch Queen realnesses is going to Balenciaga. Where they get the fourth one? And it was Schoolboy Realness. And so we had maybe like five or six. They had maybe like five or six. So they kept putting them, the Balenciagas with the Prodigies together. So it was like Prodigy Aga. At the end, we won that one. So we broke their stream. And then they had the battle for the cash, so everybody came back. So it was like seven or eight Agas on the stage, two Prodigies, and the Khan. And everybody battled back and forth. And then it came down to Prodigy and the last Pretty Boy Aga at the end, and then Aga won for the cash. So that was nice. It was very hot, very hot. And then it was Twist. Same thing again. Agas had maybe five or six. Prodigies had like maybe five or six. So they kept pairing them up against each other again. And in the end, Prodigy, big shout out to Gemini Prodigy for doing your thing at the ball. And big shout out to Lil James for those practice sessions that you've been having with him. It's definitely paid off. Definitely got to tell you, so give you props. Big shout out to Gemini for that. All in all, it was fun to see Jay and Trebray and Jack and James Icon, James Khan, Harold. It was so many people. It was people everywhere. Soda Pop Chanel. Big shout out to Corey Chanel on his win for Runway. Another win. He just went all over the place. And that was pretty much my. I did an interview with one of the agencies there. I don't know which agency it was. Bam pulled me over to the side. Big shout out to the Ebony's and Bam and Keith. He pulled me over to do an interview about, you know, why do we think it's hard about with the kids getting tested and what can we do to increase testing and stuff like that. So the interview was very, very, very heartfelt and everything like that. She really was asking the questions. Marcus, you would have liked the interview. She was definitely on her beat with the interview. I don't know which agency it was.
Shout out to Keith for actually getting me in at the last 20 minutes. You know, I hate Baltimore Airport. They take so long to get your luggage. But shout out to Keith for getting me in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that was my. And I had to go to work, so I had to leave. I had to, when I checked out, I went to. I had to go to work, and I was having every intention to getting to New York later on that night, but everybody I was asking was either already gone or didn't really feel like going. So at that moment, I really couldn't drive up there by myself because I was a little tired. So I just stayed home and got some rest.
Yeah. Baby, yes, honey. The girls are gagging, honey. The girls are texting the red phone. The show is full, honey. The show is full, honey.
Hey, hi.
Marcus, you want to talk about Chicago? What did you hear about the, what they call it, the garage, whatever? Yes.
Late night performance was boring. That's that. Why you say blah, 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 blah.
Well, Kelly, don't you think we should do the Rumble first? Since the Rumble, that would be pretty quick.
The Rumble was the Rumble. Baby, that was it, honey. It wasn't nothing really to talk about the Rumble. What happened at the Rumble? What, I don't know. My knee was still hurting. I sat down all night. It was really no highlights or anything at the Rumble.
Yeah.
Oh, actually. Oh, yeah. Actually, we could talk about the Rumble. The only highlight at the Rumble to me would definitely have to go to Katrina, Ebony, and Jocelyn Khan for walking the new Femme Queen Sex Siren. Katrina body is just like it's just amazing to me how Katrina has went through her transition and became the woman she is. The same thing with Jocelyn. My whole thing, they asked me on tape, who did I think that should have won? If we go on by the effects, Jocelyn effect was much stronger than Katrina effect, but Katrina whole elude and her body just gave me more than Jocelyn's did. So that was it for me for the Rumble. Other than that, it was what it was. Marcus, your take on the Rumble because you were there.
I don't know where everybody was because I heard Vogue Nights was actually really cute, but.
Yeah, Vogue Nights, they said Vogue Nights last night was packed.
Right. I guess the kids were tired from a long weekend. But.
No, the kids around pay $6 and pay $20.
Well, you know what? That might be the thing. Maybe the week before the weekend of the Rumble, they shouldn't have a Vogue Night the night before. Maybe that's a marketing strategy.
They should try. Don't have one that Monday. So that makes sense. What was a highlight? I enjoyed the vampire judging thing. Kyra looked good. Jose looked good. That was interesting. What else? Kelly, did you confirm that Patricia Icon won the trip to Vegas?
Oh yeah, the Butch Queen in Drags. She's the Butch Queen in Drags. Won the Femme Queen was the one that got chopped.
Oh okay, so Patricia Icon, congratulations on your trip to Vegas. I think the Mugler boy won Realness with a Twist.
I don't know.
I don't know him. And Vogue Femme was won by Pumps. But shout out to Devo Icon. He really vogued.
Shout out to Devo.
That's it. That's all I
paid. Yeah, that was it for the Rumble guys.
Oh, and shout out to Egypt Garcon for winning Runway.
That's it.
That
was it for the Rumble, honey. Now let's get to this. This motherfucking garage or basement that they said this boy was in Chicago, and they was selling tables for $50 in the garage or $75 or whatever it was. See, did you get on that ball, Marcus or Rodney?
Oh, well, hold on real fast, Kevin, before we move on to Chicago. I have to give a shout-out to my house, of course. Big shout-out to Teen Prodigy for winning Sex Siren, Junior Sex Siren, and for the cash. And also to Ken Prodigy for winning Pretty Boy. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
What did y'all hear about the Wall of Chicago?
I heard they threw the ball in a vacant lot.
The ball was at the Elite School of Performing Arts on 79th Street, a.k.a. the Garage. They didn't have the Realness category, Team Realness category, which I was inboxed and texted by a lot of people that were wanting to get in contact with me, but they said Derek told him that because of I'm an icon that I couldn't be the legend for Realness on the team. But I just wanted to be clear across the country, across the nation, and across the world that my category is legendary realness. I'm an icon in the scene, but my category that I walk is legendary realness. So I am able to walk legendary realness. I don't know what understanding or what clarity he was getting from that or understanding of ballroom that I haven't came across yet, but my category is legendary realness. They didn't have a category at the ball anyway, so it worked out. It worked itself out.
Well, child, listen. Okay, baby, listen. Let's, we got to pay all of this bullshit and all of the drama, honey, and just beating around the bush, honey. I got tea, okay, on Sunday night, Miss Sang, okay, because I really didn't get no tea from Saturday night, honey. I got tea on Sunday night that the three promoters that was having the ball on Sunday night, baby, was in the back. Debating about how they wasn't going to have the grand prize and give out their coins, Ms. Say. Okay. So, if y'all promoters is out there, baby, this is the tea that's being circulated. Y'all didn't give out y'all grand prize, and y'all was back here wigging it out.
Which one, Kelly?
On Sunday night, Amaya and whoever else had the ball.
I can confirm the grand prize was given out on Sunday night because Angel Prodigy won $250. So, and DeMario said she got it. So she got her $250. So
wasn't DeMario? Didn't DeMario have the ball?
No, DeMario didn't have no ball.
Oh, well, baby, that's the seat that came through
now,
my desk, honey.
What they didn't call was the open to all. They were supposed to call the realness category at Sunday night, but none of the teams showed up. Allegedly, because I wasn't there. So,
well, hold on. We got a Chicago number on the phone lines. 312-395. You're live on the air. 312-395, you're live on the air. Let's try this one more time. 312-395, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Yeah. So what
you
else did y'all hear about the ball in Chicago?
I heard the trophies was nice.
Yeah, the trophies was nice. That's it?
Yeah, that's the report that I got so far. I was so busy with New York and Baltimore.
Well, you were too busy with New York and Baltimore. You got other tea, bitch. Spill it.
I really don't know. I mean, I really don't know who won what.
Well, this is
the
second.
Who won the performance teams, Marcus?
What'd you say?
Who won the performance teams on Saturday?
Your house member. What's his name?
Adante.
Adante team won. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay. You know who's on his team?
No.
Big shout out to the Prodigies in Chicago for doing y'all thing on Saturday and Sunday. Grand prize all around. Grand prize Baltimore. Grand prize New York. Grand prize Chicago. God damn it, Prodigies.
Yeah. Kelly, did you ask the Chicago people to call again?
Grand prize Katrina Ebony's teeth on that afternoon.
What did you say? What did you say, Marcus?
Did you ask the Chicago people to call again?
Yeah. I didn't hear what you said. Repeat that again, Marcus.
Chicago people, press one.
Yes, I don't want to press one, honey. Where's, I'm going to call you. I'm going to hit you right back. I want to know, baby, this is the second time, honey, and this is the second time that this has happened, honey, that the girls have got the team to come to the mid-match, honey, and tickets and everything and coins is not being paid out.
What do you mean?
Marcus, you know exactly what I mean, Marcus. Stop playing with me, Marcus.
I don't know anything.
You don't know anything, Marcus? That ain't what you told me. That ain't what you told me when I came through the motherfucking door at the motherfucking Rumble.
I found it. You should have told me because you knew.
Baby, that ain't what you told me when I came through the door at the Rumble. You told me when I came through the door at the Rumble, Miss Day, that Corey was still stuck in motherfucking Chicago, Miss Day, because the girl's motherfucking craft wasn't working.
That is not what I said.
No, that's not. You ain't the craft part is what I said, Miss Day.
You just said
Corey was stuck in Chicago, and I already knew why he was stuck in Chicago, because the girl's craft wasn't working.
The girls are still crafting,
Miss Day, honey. The girls are still crafting and not paying their coins, Miss Day, like they supposed to pay their coins. So what's the team, Miss Thing? I want to know, where's the girls? Why everybody riding low, Miss Thing, and ain't nobody pressing one or coming in here to say anything? And then the girls is not returning text messages and all types of things, being really catty and motherfucking shady, Miss Thing? Why the girls is not talking, honey? Hold on. 347-735, you're live on the air.
Nah, y'all bitches is tired as fuck. I swear to God.
Fire. Who is this?
Okay, fuck my nigga.
Who is this?
Hey, don't worry about who it is, though. I'm just saying, Joe. Y'all need to be doing all that shit, yo. What's up?
Baby, we keeping it real, baby. Thank you for calling in.
All right, thank you, sir.
Next caller is 609-348. You're live on the air. 609-348. You're live on the air.
Sorry, Cal.
Hi, who's this?
Nay-Nay from AC.
Oh, hey, Nay. What's going on?
Listen to your crazy ass.
Yes, I'm over here. I'm gagging at the girl, sister. These girls ain't paying. These girls ain't paying coins, Miss Thang. They crafting motherfucking tickets and everything, Miss Thang. I don't understand how they didn't have money, Miss Thang, to pay $280 for this boy motherfucking ticket, but the bitches want to use motherfucking craft, Miss Thang, to get a ticket. Y'all didn't even have to fly him out there. He was flew out there by the promoters from motherfucking Florida. And y'all couldn't even get him a legit ticket to come home, Miss Thang. And now nobody wants to come on the show, and nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody want to return text messages or anything. I'm, like, really gagging at the girls.
They're going to learn, honey. They're going to learn.
Girl, no, they're going to learn. They're going to learn, Miss Thang. Trust me. I just don't understand the girls, Miss Thang. The girls are just stupid, Miss Thang, honey. Baby, it's just a mess.
I'd like to give y'all the winners from the performance team. It was Adante, Friday, was the captain, Baby Hurricane Khan, Lollipop Chanel, and Bebe Chanel. That was the team that won and for the grand prize at the Super Bowl in Chicago.
Congratulations.
Oh, what y'all was saying? Hold on, because my phone was getting a text. My phone was getting a text. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm getting a text message that came through my phone. Baby, yes. And over here. Go ahead. Y'all can talk. Y'all can talk.
Oh, no. I was just giving the winners from the performance team.
Oh. So I need, where is Derek Banks or Maya? I need one of them to call. I need them to call into the show, Miss Day.
Well, okay, no shade. Why they got to call in?
Because I need them to call. I want to talk to them.
Just to be fair, Kelly, Banks and Amaya didn't have a ball.
Oh, well, it's a lot. I want to talk to them. I also want to touch on this whole topic that has been going around, honey, that has been circulating around for the last week, Miss Thang, and all of these girls and these underlying shades and videos that they have been throwing up, Miss Thang. I'm just really gagging at all of these girls, Miss Thang. I don't even know how to address the situation, Miss Thang, honey. But it's just been a lot that's been going on that's been said, Miss Thang. And I just hate for girls to make videos and make statements and do subliminal messages, Miss Thang. If y'all have something that y'all need to say, y'all need to direct it to the person that y'all want to direct it to, Miss Thang, instead of throwing subliminal shades.
Yes, bring them on the air. Bring them.
So,
are we talking about Kai?
What'd you say?
You talking about Kai video?
I'm talking about all the videos and all the different groups and everything that's going on and everybody with all these subliminal shade messages and everything.
Are we talking about Kai's video and the Powder Room group that Dick made? I mean, because I'm not talking about subliminal shade. I need to know what you're talking about.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so that was the guy.
We're talking about people.
I'm ready because, you know, nobody going to call in. Nobody's going to call in from Chicago. So, and I don't did my recap and everything, Miss Thang. So let's get into Trash Talk Tuesday. Let's trash.
Yeah, like putting up caskets and stuff and calling out icons and then putting other people's name on it and trying to turn them. How about that?
Right, Mr.
J-Rock, I seen your post that you put up in the group yesterday, J-Rock. So, baby, J-Rock, let's go, honey. It's y'all format now. We don't get our recap. We gonna sit here with y'all, and it's y'all, you know, it's y'all format. Go ahead.
See, yesterday, the whole thing yesterday, I was being funny because
you got people coming for the CEO talking about how negative the show is, this show is garbage, all this kind of stuff, but they only listen to the negativity. Like tonight, I guarantee you these phone lines are packed, but last night you can get through all night long. So I put up that I was going to go off, fuck it, and all this stuff to try to get callers. I started getting inboxes saying, call me when you're going to go off. Call me when you're going off. Because I was never going off. I was calling because it was a positive show. Now, as for the people that are putting up these fucking caskets and stuff of icons and attacking icons, there's only one person that
somebody
I know.
Somebody's background is really horrible.
The only person that I know that have been attacking the icon so far, from me looking at it and from me reading it and saying what the fuck is going on, is Dick Johnson. And all this stuff that I've been looking at these pictures and these screenshots are coming from one phone, Dick Johnson. So how can you put it on Jasmine Couture that she's doing something that low? And I don't understand the icons and the legends that y'all grew up together. Why would y'all let somebody new come and tell you and try to turn one of you to put you against each other? This boy didn't came for Sonya. He keep coming for Sonya, and I told him don't do it in my presence. Then he wants to come for Rodney. Then he wants to come for Tony Revlon. Then he wants to come for Tony Milan. Now he wants to come for Jasmine because she kicked him off the show. But it's Jasmine that's the one that's turning it. I need y'all to open y'all eyes and not be blind to these motherfucking new motherfuckers that are coming and trying to turn y'all against each other. That's what y'all need to be looking at, and y'all call yourself legends and icons. Don't turn against each other for these new kids that's going to come. That's just brothers and sisters. Y'all grew up together. So that's what I had to say about it, because I know somebody come and tell me that Jason did something. I'm going to go, brother, what's going on? I don't need no new kids coming in trying to turn me against somebody that I grew up with. You know, it's stupid.
I just think they needed some type of the icons and legends or whatever you want to call them needed some type of ammunition to go towards the CEO. I don't think no one is listening to Late Ass Dick.
Yeah, and I knew the whole Dick situation was funny when him and Tony got into it and he started calling him Greg and he's really supposedly Anthony Revlon, I'm sorry. And, like, it just all seemed too funny. Like, you know, I they all were in on that shit and trying to get tea on Jasmine.
It all just seemed fake because when Dick had posted something in the powder room, Dorian was like, well,
I don't even know how I got in that room.
Hold on, Doreen was like, well, is she really bet whoever the other bitch was, is she really her? And Dick gave very much, I can give you the keys to my Facebook if you don't believe me. First of all, if you don't know somebody, why would you give them the keys to your Facebook? To me, it's like one giant setup.
Yeah, Stuart is too much for me. She's not, her life is not so PC itself. So, I don't know why these girls call themselves leaders and stuff like that when they don't lead.
Yeah.
And it came in my inbox. The reason that all these icons and shit are coming for Jasmine is because, and like I told her today, so this is not fresh, I told her, they think that because her show is poison that it needs to be off the air. And like I told the person who put it in my inbox, how the fuck can you say that it's poison when it's not doing anything wrong? Are they mad because it's attacking people they know? Because maybe if it wasn't attacking people they know, they wouldn't have an issue with it.
I think it's just like, I don't know, I think it's trying to possibly be in a character assassination, but I think it won't work because why all these adults have to gang up to see how another bitch living, how another bitch getting her money and saying other people have fake businesses and stuff like that? I'm not that interested in what another bitch doing to get coins. I don't give a fuck if she's selling pussy shoes, hell. That's not for me to know. Like, I'm not that concerned about another person's life. I mean, none of that impresses me.
Yeah, and Mark Leo, dry, crusty face to ass, has the nerve, and she thinks she has a fab job. Of the real tea is this bitch is only the designated carrier for the shop containers. She takes out the shop containers at her job. Who
I mean, I just want to know where Dick actually came from. And like I said it to him, and I've said it plenty of other times, like it seemed like 3 months ago he just popped out of nowhere and became the most famous motherfucker in the room for dropping tea. And I was like, okay, look, and I even asked
his
him myself,
whole purpose was to turn
why
it.
Drop all this tea when it's just going to come back to bite you in your ass?
Everybody was like, get off him. That's what people need. That's what the people want. Okay. And it came back and bit him in his ass.
I mean, to be honest, the tea was dropping. None of it had receipts. None of it was validated. Like, none of the shit. Like, just like he was fucking with RG. Oh, when I see you, I'm going to slap the fuck out you. We're talking about he going to slap Andre, RG, everybody. Like, what
he
the
said
fuck?
He was
going to
slap Sean Gerard. He said that he had videos of Sanaya.
Everybody.
He had videos of Sanaya that he still on the rock yet.
A video with her on a date, doing all type. Like, come on now. Like, for real. And we still waiting on those receipts. Exactly.
Right. In these icons in the groups reading, girl, you girls are, you know, child molesters. You have sex with 14-year-old children still. You guys still do drugs in circles. So your life is not perfect,
yeah,
queenie.
I don't believe
he have kids because nobody ever posted anything about his children like that. Supposed post it. Oh, y'all talking about my kids, and I don't talk
right.
about
and as
oh,
much as some of these girls
ass,
be in that room, somebody would have screenshotted
kids.
That. As much as some of these girls were in the room, somebody would have screenshotted that shit.
Exactly. I don't care. Your kids are imaginary, so fuck them. They don't exist anymore.
Ooh. I don't
London,
know if they're imaginary.
London, listen up. London brought up a good point, and I've said this before. Everybody always promoting. I've been doing ballroom, since 2008, and all I hear is, oh, it's been got out of control. We need to change. It's violent. It's this. It's that.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Check this out, though. Maybe it's just me. The reason why a lot of icons and legends cannot do a show like Jazzin' on Wednesday night or promote, if y'all are so wanting change, y'all should be respected, which means y'all should be able to come on the line and tell us to stop our shit, and we'll be like, you know what, let's stop our shit. But you want me to tell you why kids won't stop their shit? Because how can you tell them anything when you're the one that told them to suck your dick to get into the house? How can you tell them anything when you're
the
one?
And when you're the one sniffing coke in front of them, when you're the one
and
in the inbox.
Thank you. How can you tell them anything when you're telling them to put an ad up to sell ads to get money versus go look for a job? So you know that you can't say anything. You know that you cannot promote positivity. So you come at somebody that can promote positivity, and then you just get jealous. Because the kids will let you know in a minute, bitch, you tell me anything when I'm the reason I'm the way I am because of you.
And, girl, you cannot promote change if you don't change your own life. So stop
right.
it.
Well, since this is Trash Talk Tuesday, when y'all were talking about the whole evening gown wear or whatever, somebody hit my inbox up and say, how Kelly chopping gowns when she wear that pea soup colored jumper?
Oh, Kelly, they got you for that Jolly Green Giant jumper.
Yeah, I saw that with the Jolly Green. I wanted to actually, you saw that in London. They posted a picture of the Jolly Green Giant. But
you said you wait because I was watching something. You said what?
I said somebody hit my inbox up when we were talking about the evening gowns, and it says, how Kelly chopping gowns when she wear pea soup colored jumpers?
Oh, because I can wear pea soup colored jumpers, and whatever Kelly wears, you never see Kelly wears it again. And any motherfucking dress or any gown that Kelly wears is a couture piece, Miss Thang. It's custom made, bitch, okay? That's why, bitch. Okay, bitch, I know, I can't fit fashion, bitch, but I know fashion, bitch. I know how to dress, bitch. I know how to pull myself together, pull yourself together, and pull your mother together, faggot.
But Kelly, I'm not going to lie, that on the video you with that yellow gown on, that looked like straight from She by Cherie, bitch.
Okay.
And that's She by Cherie, yeah.
You fucking queens got law. You got nerve, Miss A.
That nasty-ass photo album from that ball in Florida, child. There was yellow orange tea. There was ashy feet. There was hard knuckles and everything like that. Corey, you ate those pictures.
What was that video of Khadira with the yellow dress on when they said she touched a pineapple or something?
Yeah. Who was worried about her motherfucking with a City Trend sweater dress on, bitch? Who wears sweater? I never thought sweater dresses were in style. That never was a thing I wore. Like,
She was talking about how it was Coogee, and the girls were like, really, anybody can wear Coogee.
Right. Well, her turtleneck evening gown. Girl.
You know what? Some people, you just have to see it.
But, you know, another thing that caught my attention was, you know, the
hold on, y'all. Hold on, hold on. I'm getting messages. We have callers. Hold on. Sorry. 347-735. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. Hi. Hello.
Yeah, what's going on?
Kelly, your ass go the fuck in. I don't give a fuck what nobody say, bitch. You better go with your big ass. Motherfucking go. Your ass be going there talking with some all this big ass fashion and shit, nigga. Yo, bitch, your ass crazy. I'm sorry. But, yeah. I'll see y'all later. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you.
Be safe.
The night train's on.
The next caller we have is 240-422. You're live on the air.
This is Dick Johnson. Anybody want to address me?
Girl, you are
I said fuck your kids.
You said what?
I said fuck your kids, so you don't have to wait till the recording for you to say that.
You said what? You said what?
She said,
"Fuck your kids."
Okay, well, so let me do this, Shamika.
Do it.
When
Jay,
it comes
go
to
ahead.
When it when I'm gonna I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna
your
say this nicely.
Your kids are imaginary.
When
like
it comes to
are.
When it comes to my children, when it comes
exist.
To my children,
you don't exist.
You bitch, you are a bleeding
exist.
Motherfucking dyke, bitch,
you
know, and you can you will never have kids, bitch. You don't have a motherfucking life, bitch. You're hanging around a plethora of motherfucking faggots, bitch, with nothing else to do with your motherfucking self, bitch. How dare you, bitch? I will
you
take my motherfucking foot and put it so far up that motherfucking manhole you call a motherfucking cunt, bitch. You'll be spitting out motherfucking Nikes for a motherfucking week. Bitch, don't you ever motherfucking try me, bitch. You motherfucking derelict ass motherfucking black bitch. You'll never want a piece of me, bitch, on your best motherfucking day, bitch. You're nothing but a motherfucking cunt, bitch, with nothing else better to do, bitch. If you are a bad motherfucking bitch, you'll be sitting under a motherfucking basketball player or football player or something motherfucking else getting you some motherfucking coins. But because you're not lovely and you don't motherfucking sit, bitch, you're hanging with a panel of motherfucking people, bitch, that don't even see you for real like that, you ugly motherfucking duckling, bitch. How motherfucking dare you? Bitch, you could never, not in this life nor as a motherfucking next one, bitch. I suggest you get you something to motherfucking do, bitch. Find you a motherfucking boyfriend to cuddle up with at night so you don't have to be motherfucking sitting with motherfucking faggots doing any motherfucking thing at night. Bitch, you're nothing but a motherfucking knot, bitch. A motherfucking New Orleans motherfucking knot with nothing else better to do with your motherfucking self, bitch. How dare you? Bitch, you could never come for me on no motherfucking platform or no motherfucking pillow.
Okay.
You're tired and your motherfucking
okay,
life, bitch.
We
you don't
have
anything to do with yourself.
Oh, hello.
Sorry.
Hello, and we're going to have...
Hello, Kelly. How you doing, Kelly? How you doing, Kelly? Anybody else?
Hello, and we're going to have a great debate. We're going to have a great debate, honey. I don't care, this is Trash Talk Tuesday. Y'all girls can trash each other, but y'all have to go one at a time, bitch, and trash each other. Y'all can't go back and forth because nobody can hear y'all. It's going to be like when the girls download the show. So if you want the girls to hear y'all read, y'all need to go one at a time. So, Dick, you
okay,
have your
she
time.
Went
now, Tamika.
She went first to my kids.
Dick, hold on, because I'm going to be very fair about this. Dick, you had your time. Let Shamika get her time. Then I'll stop Shamika, and then you can go back. And then whoever else want to go at it with Dick, too. Okay, Shamika, the floor is yours.
Okay, he said I'm a dyke. I'm not a dyke. When did I ever say I liked women? Sorry. I mean, maybe they do have a trans man who's really attractive to me, but, I don't like women. Okay, and you say that I'm ugly. Since you like making pictures, let's put a real-life picture of your baby mama and me, and let's see who eats. Let's get on webcam, bitch. Let's talk about real stuff. I'm not talking about fake pictures and fake people. One day you Greg. One day you Anthony. One day you whoever you want to be. You have dick pictures of other men way in Rome, Canada somewhere, like... How the fuck you escorting and making money off fake pictures? I don't get it. Anyways, what else is this? I can't even think of what he said. Like, one day you're on the train, one day you're on the plane. Like, who knows if you really have kids? Fuck you. Fuck your kids. I mean, it's the end of it. It's nothing you can say about me. You didn't even know I was a real woman. Now you say, oh, you sitting on you tried to read me talking about he didn't want me in one of the groups once he found out I was a real woman. He was like, that's sort of things real women shouldn't see. What the fuck? You eat dick, nigga. Then you go kiss your baby mom in the mouth. Be free. We're not going there. We're not going there. Sorry. And your escort. Come on now. I'm done,
okay.
Dick. It's over with. I'm done, Dick. It makes no sense. You're not
okay,
relevant.
Okay, anybody else?
Are you ready?
Oh, go ahead, Jay.
Uh-huh.
So,
Jay,
first of all, is she going to talk? I was quiet.
Go ahead, Jay.
Go ahead, Fag.
This is my thing for you, Shamika. Even if you are a real cunt, the shade was I didn't know you were one. That's the real shade. The second motherfucking thing was that is this. If you had anything to do and you got a pussy between your motherfucking legs, don't find you a motherfucking basketball player or something else to motherfucking...
Shamika, no, don't cut him off, Shamika. He ain't cut you off. Let him go.
Go find you a motherfucking basketball player or a football player since you're so motherfucking lovely and cuddle up at night and find you something to do. You don't have anything to do, bitch, because you're sitting over here with a gaping hole between your legs, bitch, that nobody motherfucking wants. Therefore, mm-hmm. you're sitting with us, bitch, gossiping and gagging. That's the only thing that you can't do. And when it comes to my kids, bitch, you play with me if you want to, but I'm always traveling. I'm always everywhere. Bitch, it is nothing for me to take and snatch your motherfucking soul in about your motherfucking head, bitch, and expose your motherfucking naughty motherfucking nappy roots that you have under your motherfucking scalp. Bitch, you don't want it. You don't ever motherfucking want it. And as for me not wanting you in the room, bitch, you weren't in the room anymore, were you? So obviously, bitch, it worked. Next time you want to address somebody, Shamika, try to play with somebody else. Get fame off your own motherfucking name and find something else to do. Bitch, you get a motherfucking job or something, bitch. You don't have nothing else to do with your motherfucking life. Bitch, I never addressed you, bitch. To me, bitch, you were nothing. Honestly, to be honest, you know what? I'm not going to say that. Because honestly, I never had a problem with you or anything like that. So I'm not going to sit here and just read you like I didn't like you or anything like that or whatever. But, bitch, playing with my kids is the wrong thing for you to motherfucking do. Like I said, go find you something to do with that pussy you got, bitch. It bleeds on the first of the month. If it's not the first of the month right now, bitch, go find somebody to fuck it. Bye, bitch.
Oof. Hold on. Hold on. We got callers, honey.
Well, can we just stop doing CPR on this powder room? Can we just pull the plug? May we?
Oh, shit. Private caller. What is the powder room? Private caller, you're live on the air.
Dick Johnson just read the fuck out of her. How you going to let a lady ass Aggie read you? Put me back on her, Kelly.
Bishop, you're live on the air.
Hey, Dick.
Bishop.
Yeah, I'm here.
You're live on the air.
Dick, why you got SOS picture on your head?
Team Bishop.
Who is
I'm just asking.
Why you got
SOS picture on your ass? Baltimore Rough Rider.
Oh.
Pause.
Hold on.
No comment. Crickets.
He's right there.
I got SOS. I have SOS picture on my ad for the same reason you inboxed me asking Madison, could you come and let her fuck you for a coin? Now you're going to put that screenshot up?
Put the screenshot up. Put the screenshot up. Put the screenshot up.
Hold on. I think I got Mama Jones.
Up.
Mama Jones, are you here?
I guarantee you.
Hello.
Put the screenshot up.
I'm sending you, Kelly. Wait a minute, Kelly. I'm sending you a screenshot. Please post this in the room.
Let me let these two bottoms
talk first. Hold on, go ahead. Are they done?
My name is Bishop.
Before you, when I'm done with
I
the
live
show.
For the FQs, nigga.
Girl.
And I'm gonna let you know something, my nigga. I never ever.
You don't live.
Ever
you don't listen. You don't listen to motherfucking
inbox. Hold on.
You sent me dick pictures and ass pictures. So you couldn't
dude,
listen to
dude,
the
I
cues.
Never
you
in
whatever
inbox,
whatever
ever
that
I wanted Madison to fuck me, dude.
Well, you're not taking your motherfucking bipolar
why you got SOS
night. Bitch, you can't even get a motherfucking straight
ass.
Sentence
that's
out, bitch.
That's the thing. Why you got SOS
do? You're retarded. You're really slow.
I can
really
do some real fuckery
you
shit. I could call SOS right now and say, this nigga using your motherfucking picture.
You can call whoever the fuck you want to, but the gag is, guess what? If I am using SOS pictures, I don't ever have a problem with saying so, because I got motherfucking six or seven ads up. I make my motherfucking coin.
Nigga,
my
you got low self-esteem. If you got to use a no person picture on your you got low self-esteem, nigga.
Low
self-esteem, dude. Put your hands on your
phone. I'm still on the line.
Go ahead, Mama Jones. Hold on.
I want to say. I want to say one more thing.
Go ahead, Big Shepherd. I'm gonna put you back on hold. Go ahead. Okay. Well,
Kelly, I'm sending you this. I'm sending you this message. A screenshot, Kelly. Put it in the room.
Okay. Go ahead, Mama Jones.
Girl, my message is to Dick Bulgy Eye Duck Lip Johnson. Girl, the first thing you should do is stop using P pictures for them nasty ads, them $30 specials, girl. And I got your drag ad, so if you want me to put it up, I just got to make a
put
Facebook.
Put it up. Bitch, I got a full motherfucking business. It can't work that way, stupid.
No, what you need to do is stop putting up fake pictures for them nasty ads.
Put up whatever the fuck,
girl,
I want to put up, as long as it's my motherfucking Netspin card that picks it up, bitch.
You
want to
read,
you
want to read Miss Shamisa about her pussy,
so far,
but you want one, girl. Miss Shamisa, girl, he wants your pussy, girl. Don't let him read you about it, because he want it. He want it.
Kelly, you got this bitch out here talking about she smoked a carton of Coolers and stuff 366. Bitch, get her off of you.
Girl, you suck a carton of dicks today, girl.
as long as the price is right, bitch, I don't have no problem with doing it, bitch.
Sure,
okay, hold on.
Nasty queen.
Dick, I'm putting you back on hold. I got a whole bunch of more callers that just called in. Hold on. Naima, you're live on the air.
I just want to say good morning to everyone.
Hello, Naima. Good morning.
Naima, girl, it is not morning yet.
It is. It's actually 12:54 in the morning.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'm in a different time frame.
But I just wanted to say, where is Sharon B. Shack and the Bendigo?
Wait, what?
You missed it? You missed it, bitch. It was a key. I don't want to repeat it again.
Naima, did you see me in the mix in the airport and saying you ain't see my video?
No, I didn't see that, but I missed you this weekend because I just knew you was going to come down here this weekend.
Girl,
I popped my knee out.
Honey, Rodney, you're back. I popped my knee out, so I couldn't come, honey. But no, you know, Corey had tried to go in and zoom in my phone. You know why I was in the mix, but I said, you know, you can't do that because then I ain't even going to see the number and try to get the number.
Naima, it was good seeing you at the ball.
Yes, it was good seeing you too, Rodney, your handsome self.
Thank you.
You was up in there in your shit, honey. It was really, really good to see you. It was good to see you. It was good to see Harold, the Agas was in there. Oh, it was my first time seeing what's his name, Dante, because, you know, he's my little crush. That was my first time seeing him in person, because I always talk to him on Facebook and be fresh with him on Facebook. But that was the first time I seen him in person and everything, honey, get my feels up on him. And a couple other Balenciagas and, you know, a few little prodigies.
Naima, you were at a ball? Huh?
Girl, sit down, stop crying my life.
That's why it was so cold in motherfucking New York and Baltimore, because Naima was at that function this weekend.
Y'all can hear me?
Yes, I'm sorry,
I didn't know I was back. And I don't know how the rest of y'all feel about dating basketball players, football players. Like, what does that mean? Nothing to me. I'm sure a bunch of them have came across my desk, but I'm sorry, I don't have to sell ads. Like, I sold a fantasy on streaming making more than $500 a night in bathing suits, bitch, sitting on my ass. And I'm a full-time student, so save it. I don't have to do that. So don't worry about my gaping hole, because it's a small hole. It's not a gaping hole. Sorry. I don't have to get poked. I'm sorry. I can just show you the hole and make my coins, though, because it's so cute, you know? What? Don't try me, bitch.
I said, y'all the best. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Private caller, you're live. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
How are
Hello.
You?
We're fine of yourself.
Wonderful.
You got something
okay.
to say, love?
Who is that, Callie?
Yes, this is.
Honey.
I want to be a Mizrahi. That's what I want to talk about.
How do I become a Mizrahi?
Well, you're talking to the wrong person. You're talking to the wrong person. I don't scout.
Work.
Wait. Yeah, you have to sleep with one of the leaders.
Is it trying to read?
You said what?
Are you trying to read?
Oh, who trying to read?
Are you trying to read?
I'm not trying to do anything. I do not scout members to come to the house. That's not my job.
So who do I get in contact with?
What do you walk, honey?
You get in contact with one of the leaders that's beneath me.
Y'all mouth are fit.
My mouth is not fit. It's just like my sister Jasmine company. You don't talk directly to Jasmine to get hired. You talk to people that she has underneath her to get hired.
It's like talking to the president to be a fly cook.
I want to know what she wore.
I don't talk to pledges.
Ooh.
What?
Child, what do you wore?
Say.
I think he cannot hold a candle.
You girls, the caller didn't hung up. The caller is still there. Miss Day, y'all girls is a mess. Miss Day,
she just said y'all can't hold an axe to her name. That's what she just said.
Oh, well, baby, what is your name?
Unbothered. All right.
So Kelly, what
is up with that message that you put up in the official ballroom?
Oh, girl, oh my God, hold on, we'll get to that later on. Miss Stang, when I tell you, Miss Stang, girl, bitch, Miss Melissa is in this chat room, Miss Stang, girl, bitch, she is, oh my God, Miss Stang. All of these different ads that she posted, all of these cunt ads, and said, y'all girls is a fucking mess, Miss Sang.
Ew, and no, all of Dick's ads are all over the place.
y'all girls are really a mess.
Oh,
I'm really
you,
gagging
you,
at y'all.
You're not in the powder room, the late room?
No, I'm not in the powder room. I have 160 chat rooms on my list. I'm not in that group. They add me to all the groups. I don't know. I'm not in there. Baby, I got so many motherfucking groups on my list, baby. It's fucking ridiculous. I'm in tranny chasing rooms and all types of things, bitch. Okay? Hold on, Bishop, you're back.
Yeah. I got the screenshots. You know I'm a nasty motherfucker. But I got the screenshots with Dick Johnson asking me to send him dick pics. So I sent him my dick. You motherfucker. Hold on. You confused motherfucker. You confused like a motherfucker. First you want training, then you want motherfucker. You just like me, nigga. But let me let you know something. I got the motherfucking shots right here. And I got the screenshots right here for your ass. Man, listen. Let me let you know something, partner. Let me let you know something, my nigga. If you real, let's talk about the shade that you talked about J-Rock in the damn inbox, nigga. Come on, dude.
Ooh.
Dude, you ain't fucking with me, nigga. I'm the best in the world, motherfucker.
Nigga,
not the best in the world.
Nigga, nigga, my motherfucking name is Bishop Liz for the FQs. My nigga,
Bishop,
I got the screenshots right here. You want to play? Let's play, dude. Let's play. Let's fucking play. I'm going to show you.
Hey, Bishop, Bishop, you know, we go back like, you know, four flats on the Cadillac. What was talking about?
Man, I asked to get in queue one night. He said, okay. I never got in queue because he never asked you. That's the beef. And then he went on about Madison wants you to want to see a picture of you. So I'm sending pictures to this nigga, thinking that Madison wants to see a picture of me, but this nigga is beating his dick to my motherfucking pictures while I'm sending the motherfucker. Nigga, you phony, you fake, you fraud motherfucker. Nigga, don't ever come for me, nigga. Don't ever in your fucking life, dude, come for me. Man, I'm going to tell SOS you got his pictures out there, nigga. I'm telling
you. So, Bishop, you were really trying to get out there with T.S. Madison and do
Nah. The conversation you're going to see is where I'm saying that, yeah, I just want to be friends with Madison. That's it. And on that show, I said I'm a big fan of Madison. If y'all go back in the archives, you'll hear me say I'm a big fan.
Yeah, we remember, Bishop.
Yeah, man, ain't nobody on that type of level. I'm retired from chasing. You hear me? If you see on my profile, you go to my wall, it say Bishop Liz for the FQs, retired chaser. That's what it say. You motherfucker, dude. Man, dude, nigga, you could never compare to me.
Hold on, Bishop. We have some more callers. Stay right there. 347-735, you're live on the air. 347-735, you're live on the air.
Hey, let me tell y'all this. So, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but from what I hear,
yes,
y'all niggas is the train. Y'all niggas off the tracks. Like, I don't know what the fuck.
Thank you.
Yes, they are living, I guess.
Kelly, I'm going to put the picture up, but I'm going to delete
it. Hold on, 252-640, you're live on the air. 252-640, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. You go on. The next caller we have is 301-395, you're live on the air.
Didn't press one.
Okay. Girl, then why are you in the queue, girl?
No, it's sometime it does that. Dick, you're live on the air.
Before we trade
the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options,
hello?
Press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message,
Kelly?
Press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Who is
press
that?
Pound, press pound.
Yes.
To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send
it
back, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now,
press
pound or...
That was me. I was calling my Tina guy. Shit.
To delete and re-record your message, for delivery options, press 4.
No, child, excuse me, sorry, because I was supposed to have, I thought he was back on, the thing. I didn't hear it. Hold on, y'all. Bitch, all of that was on, all of that's left on his answer machine. Hold on. That was me. I'm sorry, y'all. Rodney had got disconnected and the phone lines are jam-packed. I was calling Rodney back, and we were talking on Rodney's answer machine that whole time, and he asked me, was he back, and I said, yeah. Rodney, hold on. Rodney? Hold on. Oh. I don't know, child. Rodney, are you there?
Can we talk about Miss Eric Mary Max?
Rodney, are you there?
The 50-year-old pedophile who lives in the center with 9 bathrooms and 6 baths.
Was that the real picture of his home? Like, that looks like a trap house.
Girl, wearing oversized suit with funeral parlor makeup on.
Have you ever... Hold on, okay. Rodney, you back.
Okay.
Okay, baby, you got to have a long message on your answer machine.
I'm sorry, Rodney. 202-425,
you're live on the air.
Where's Dick Johnson at?
I don't know, he just got paid, so I don't know.
Who is this?
No, that nigga looking in his archives like shit when I got the whole motherfucking conversation on my fucking screenshots, you bitch.
Hey, hold on, Bishop. Who is this at? Hello, 202-425. Who are you?
My name's Ty.
And you want Dick Johnson?
Yeah, I sure do, because I'm still thinking about that show where he was going at it with Keisha. I'm trying to figure out who the fuck he is. I know Keisha very well, and I ain't never seen his motherfucking ass on K Street.
So that's what you want to talk about?
Well, you won't see him because it's not his picture. You won't, I mean, you probably...
That's what I'm trying to figure out who he is, because I know none of the pictures ain't his. I know everybody who hangs with Keisha. I'm trying to figure out who the fuck he is, because he's talking about he be making money. He ain't making no money. He down there sucking dick for free behind the courthouse.
And then going kiss his baby mom in the mouth.
All right, dude, with his nasty motherfucking ass, all them AIDS infected chicks in D.C.
Well, see, I don't want to do no health reads.
We don't do that shit.
Even though he a slut bucket, I won't do a health read on him.
Oh man.
I'm not helping, I mean, I fuck with that dude, man.
I thought that dude was true, but man, he motherfucking removed me from his motherfucking friends. And the thing is, that's a shame. That's a shame. This nigga removed me from his friends after he got my dick pics.
Yeah,
my
it was
nut
a setup. A lot of people have tricked you and bamboozled you in this room, so it shouldn't surprise you.
Bitch ass nigga, man.
Right.
I'm gonna laugh at this shit.
When you heard Madison give out her email and everything, you should have forwarded your pictures that way, not through Dick. That was stupid to me, so I feel like that's your fault.
Well, I mean, it's my fault.
Oh, wait. Okay. Because, you know, I love to shake the table, Bishop. You need to send me your screenshots, Bishop, because he just sent me 9 screenshots, Bishop. And these
I got all nine screenshots that he sent you.
Okay, well, the 9 screenshots that he sent me, Bishop, it don't look good for your part.
Okay, what is it saying? What is it saying?
I'm not listening. I'm not going to sit here.
No, go ahead. I can take it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to take it. And it's not you not taking it, baby. I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to read all of this. I'm just going to take and drag them out of my inbox and I'm going to put them in the room and everybody else can just go for them. I'm not going to sit here and read anything. I don't do it. That's not me. Okay? So I'm just going
to
take them off my thing.
Action packed. Let's do it.
Well, I got them all off my desktop right now. Hold on. Let me go to the official boardroom radio station, honey. Hold on. Pictures. Hold on. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to sit here and read all of these things back to back. Hold on.
One thing I want to know, Bishop. How do you have a nude picture exchange and at the end of it you say, God bless?
that's because when I said God bless, I was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Okay. He said, I want to send these pictures to Madison. Madison said she wanted to see pictures of you. So
yeah, you were hoping. That wasn't the problem.
The issue is that this nigga motherfucking beating his dick at the same time looking at my fucking pictures telling me I got a sexy ass voice and shit on the fuck phone. I didn't talk to this nigga on the phone.
Okay, well,
you know what I mean, I fuck with the nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Everything is up in the group. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's
I'm hot. Oh, it's
I'm
all up. Up. It's all up in the group.
I'm about to go see it.
I ain't going to explain myself to none of that shit. Because it is what it is. Y'all know me. I don't give a fuck.
What it is. What's
up? Oh, sweet baby Jesus. Callie.
Watch it come back on him, though. SOS going to be called tonight.
Somebody said something, somebody called me?
I said
what?
I'm a Christian. These pictures.
Girl, he got you.
Well, at least Bishop not ugly. And at least his dick big. And whose phone number is that?
Girl, how you know that that's him? That's not a full body. Come on.
That's Bishop.
Oh yeah, that's my dick. That's my dick. That's my nut. It look good to him.
Oh, my God.
It look very good to him. Look very good to the faggot, man. Come on,
the nut is
a fairly
good color.
That nigga loves squirters. He loves
them. Hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. We have...
And bitches.
910-476. You're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine. Yourself?
I'm doing great. I promise you, for 6 months, I've been trying to get on your show.
Are you here now? What's up?
First, let me tell you my truth. I hit you up on Facebook. I hit you up on Instagram. I am the preacher that have been trying to contact you, that was praying for you and wishing you well while you was on the lockdown, and was so excited to see that you were out.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your prayers and your blessings.
And just to let you know, my mother was gay for years. And, you know, that's a whole different life. But I want to thank y'all, seriously. And I don't even know who Red Snapper is, but you and Corey and Caesar and Jack, thank y'all so much for Ballroom Throwbacks. And Kelly, your YouTubes, because it is... My mother's gone, but it brings me back to her great days when she used to. She introduced me to balls. So watching y'all, I like watching Caesar. It gives me her back. Real talk.
Oh, thank you.
Wanting just to thank y'all for doing this. For those of us that can't get there and, you know, are not in the scene but support the community, just thank you so much. I'm loving the battles. I'm loving the aftermath, the mess. And I do want to say one thing to everybody that's listening. I know why you was really in jail. It's because you broke that phone booth when you and Danny Killer Khan had that fight. Just to let you know how much I watch.
Thank you. I'm glad that we could definitely bring some joy into your life.
And you do. You do not know how many more. And, you know, I hit y'all up, let y'all know I'm praying for you, everything, you know, because, I mean, God loves you all. And I love y'all and can't nothing you can do about it.
Oh, baby, thank you.
You know, everybody's not shade, you know, and it's all enjoyment to me. It's just, I can't wait for Monday's post so I can see who did what where.
Thank you.
And thank you for being you. Do not change. Do not for no one. You be you.
Yes, definitely.
Real as they get. You're as real as they get. And you're
yes,
just saying what half the people
sweetie.
Want to say and they're afraid to say.
Yeah,
and maybe if a lot more people open their mouth and say things, maybe they'll be a lot better off.
Exactly.
So you don't live for the trash talk Tuesday, guys?
No, I'm sorry.
This is like
the first time I've ever been able to get on. Well, stay up late enough to get on. I'm early, right? I'm 43. I go to bed early.
Okay.
And I was taking my weave out, and I'm like, hey.
Yeah. Real.
Took my weave out, and I'm like, hey, it's 12 o'clock. Maybe I can get on.
Well, I'm glad you was able to get through and definitely speak to us, honey. I'm glad we made your night, honey.
Y'all have made the rest of my year. And just for a little bit of tea and shade, Khadija don't want to rock you on the bald head because you looked fabulous when Danny stretched your ponytail off, so she can't come for you.
Thank you.
That's the word. From the sister that preaches the word, so just let her know.
Oh, she knows that. She knows that, child. She knows. She just be talking.
Like,
she be talking out her ass because it's so big.
With blonde hair and red hair, and has she not seen about it?
Baby, she talks out of her ass because it's so big.
She needs to look at the
phone. Nothing big enough talks out of her ass.
Yes. Okay, well, I'm gonna let y'all continue your show, but I'm just ecstatic that I finally got a chance to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and just keep doing what you're doing for the children.
Thank you. Okay, the next caller that we have is 678-9993.
Kelly, I'm going to fuck you up for having your aunt call in and give you them props, bitch.
Oh.
It's sweet.
I'm going to fuck you up for having your aunt call in and give you them props.
I don't need, listen, let me tell you something, baby. I don't need to have anybody to call into here, into this show, to take and give me any glory or give me any life or any of that, baby. You girls do enough of that when you call. Girls do enough of that when you click on my videos.
Girl, ooh. I barely even watch your videos, girl. Now, I don't even want to get on you right now. I'm trying to get on Bishop.
Yes, Tiffany.
Yeah, honey. Bishop.
Hey, Tiffany.
Hey, Shamika. Hey, London. Hey, J-Rock. And
hi, Tiffany, girl.
Hey, girl. Bishop. What is your deal, honey? You talking about you like the girls, but you said you sent him this for Madison, but why you had to send him so many? Then you talk about the war fighting.
Look at that nut, nigga.
This is
Hey, listen, hold on. This is the thing. The thing is, why I got so many fucking, I got over 15 friend requests. Nigga, you making me look famous. You making me look famous, dude. I got over 15 friend requests. Just with
so basically,
seconds.
This is what Talk Trash Tuesday has turned into. If you are a male escort and you need your business to prosper, what you do is you call in and you read the cast, and then your ad gets posted, and then you get new friend requests. I think you all need to be sending Jasmine green dots.
Wait, because I just gagged. I just gagged. Hold on. I just gagged this new ad that just posted up. Hold on, Dick.
Yeah.
Hello, Dick.
This show is full of shameless plugs.
Wait, hold on 1 minute, London.
Let me ask Dick a question. I'm going to ask Dick a question.
Hold on, Dick. Hold on, Bishop. Dick,
okay.
How in the fuck are you using this sexy-ass light-skinned boy motherfucking pictures?
Baby, that's the gag. It's no shade. It's no read. I've never lied about anything. And this is my thing with all of that or whatever the case it is. Once they get to that motherfucking door, as long as the motherfucking dick is 11.5 hanging and swinging it hard, they're not going to turn around. I could use Michael Jackson's pictures. If they get there and the dick is hard and that's what they wanted to see, they're going to stay. So it's no shade. It's just no shade.
I want to know how your reviews are.
Wait a minute, Bishop. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Kelly. Any bitch queen that's out there that works a motherfucking ad, period, point blank, can't tell me anything about using their pictures and their pictures alone. Everybody has a motherfucking lube. So it's
okay.
This is what I want to say. Bishop, I'm not talking to you. You're irrelevant, girl.
I'm irrelevant.
Second of all,
I'm a
Kelly,
dope.
Like I was saying
that's
to you.
Word.
Like I was saying to you, Kelly.
Wait a minute, London.
Bishop, you want to address me? Let me go ahead and address you.
Damn.
I wasn't going to, but I'm going to address
you. I'm looking at my friend request. You nigga, you made me look famous.
Why you were sitting there talking
look famous like shit,
Madison,
dude.
And you know what, nigga?
I'm retired from chasing, man.
If everybody pays attention to my fucking last screenshot, I'm
saved, dude. I'm saved now. But listen, you the same type of dude that'll steal another man's picture. The same type of dude that will basically. I ain't gonna even talk. I'm gonna let you.
I just can't. I just can't. I have to put y'all both on hold, baby. Y'all giving me a headache, baby. I can't do all of this.
All of this over
talking over each other, Miss Stangirl. This is going. It's horrible, Miss Stangirl. Nobody.
Kelly. Yes. Can't at this motherfucking picture where. Bishop was like, my stick big like T.S. Madison. Let's fight.
The thing that got me is, if you're going to use fake pictures, the light-skinned guy is nice-looking. But that motherfucking dark-skinned nigga with that lazy eye, why the fuck would you use him as an ad picture? Like, I don't see what's supposed to be sexy about that man.
With sexual couples.
Because like Mama Jones said, his bougie eyes, I mean, they look alike.
His eyes so motherfucking lazy. Like, how could you come for somebody that looked well? At least he didn't say I was ugly. He said I should get a basketball player, or football player, so I'm going to be quiet.
But right, about that 11-inch piece, Tony came on and clarified that piece is about seven inches. So, baby.
Yeah, and he gave it there. When he pulled it out, he told him, put it away. He got sick.
Oh, shit, bitch. Hold on. 917-270, you're live on the air.
Where's Dick Johnson at? Honey, because that child better not ever post an ad. He better watch when he's posting an ad, where he's posting an ad, because I'm going to have the motherfucking cops knocking down on that motherfucking hotel room, house, wherever the fuck you at. Ashy, dirty, big lip, motherfucking nasty faggot, and all the bitch, he's going to gag, honey. I got more and more ads, bitch. You can't hide from me. You better do something, change your motherfucking number, bitch, but I got your friends. I got your friend sending me motherfucking shit. Bitch, when I post this tranny ad of you, you fucking hot mess, you're going to gag. Bitch, get that fucking faggot off of the motherfucking phone, because he don't even deserve to be on the motherfucking line talking to anybody, trying to read nobody. He is a hot mess, and he's very much late.
Mm-hmm. We thank you, honey boo.
Kelly.
Yes.
But just my question. The dark-skinned boy that's supposed to be a dick ass, they said that's not even the real Dick Johnson. They say that's a boy that is
in Ohio.
Dick Johnson's date.
Well, I don't know. I don't follow.
Wait a minute. Wait. So
I don't follow ads, so I don't know.
They said the guy with the big lips and the lazy eyes is supposed to be an Ohio nigga.
Yeah, they said the boy with the dark skin boy with the big lips, that's not really, really Dick Johnson. They say Dick Johnson is Anthony Revlon, and that was the boy Dick Johnson, Anthony Revlon date that he used to mess with. He using the big lip ugly boy pictures. Now, that's what I heard. So I don't know.
So Dick Johnson's Facebook page is the same picture. His big lip, ugly ass. That's ugly Dick Johnson.
Yeah, they say the dark skin boy. They say the dark
skin boy, is not him, and the other one with the body that has the body that he got the picture facing backwards is not him.
This is what I want to say. I think Jasmine should do for her show tomorrow. This is what needs to be an emergency Wednesday. What is up with all these men with ass? I mean, what happened to men working, going to work every goddamn day? I mean, damn, black man, y'all can't go find those guys. What's up with all y'all putting y'all ass up in the air?
Honey, if the shade is that he's not making money off those ads neither. He is a hot guy.
Right,
because
he has
people's pictures.
Drag ass, he's not making no money as a nigga.
He's trying anything he can. He's a bum, honey. That's why he's going through it. He's trying to get life from somewhere. That's what he's trying to do, honey.
Well, you know, they have to sell their ass these days because they've done so much stuff where they can't get a regular job. You know what I'm saying? So many felonies for the other things that they've done, so they resort to selling ass. But
honey, there's so many second chance programs that'll give you a job.
That is no excuse for nothing,
Tiffany,
honey.
Tiffany, let me stop lying. They're just lazy.
And they rather just lay on their head. They just rather toot their ass up, you know. So.
And let their gaping hole get bigger. It's a tunnel
mouth. Hole.
I could just imagine how much, how big that fucking hole is, honey. Stick a fucking
foot
up in that
bitch.
You
know the Harvey Tunnel, Jay Watts, the Harvey Tunnel, that's his asshole right there.
Hold on, Bishop. Bishop and Dick Johnson has press one. Bishop, you're live on the air.
Yeah. Dick, as you can see, man, you up here stealing people's pictures on their ad. You probably the same type nigga that report other niggas' pictures from making money. And I guarantee you probably doing $40 a pop, you bitch ass nigga.
Of course. Look at him.
You dumb as shit, dude.
When
hey, dude.
When the clients see you, they ain't doing
all praises to you. I don't knock your hustle, dude. I don't knock your hustle. Just, you know, stay protected, you know, whatever. But thing is, dude, I mean, you a grimy ass dude. You know what I'm saying? I mean, all praises to you, nigga. I'm saved and I'm retired from being a chaser. So, you know,
oh my God.
At the end of the day, dude, whatever you post or whatever you give to Kelly, it's no shade towards you. But yeah, dude, somebody gonna come knocking on your door, man. You up here, motherfucker, got SOS picture on your job, man.
Hey, hold on, y'all. Hold on. Dick, you're on the air.
Okay, before anybody say anything, let me ask one question of you, Bishop, before I do this. I'm going to ask you this one thing. When you were in D.C., were you fucking the cars and sucking trannies' dicks?
Oh.
Fucking the cars? Are you serious?
Were you getting fucked by all the cars and sucking trannies' dick? I'm going to ask you to tell the truth before I do this. So tell
right,
the
tell,
truth
tell, okay,
or I'm going
hold
to
on,
make
hold
it hot, bitch. All right,
let
I'm going to make it
something.
Hot.
Okay, we're going to make it hot. That's my
no,
past. I don't look at my past, dude.
I'm asking you a question. I'm retired.
I done lived that shit, dude.
You're not asking him the question so he can answer you?
I just told you. I mean, that's my past.
You were sucking crack and sucking trannies' dicks and getting gangbanged by
not in cars, though.
NBC,
not in
right?
cars, man. Not in cars.
No, I didn't say
that.
I never said in cars. I never said in cars. I said by the cons.
By the cons?
Smoking crack.
Girl.
Smoking crack? You
yeah,
serious,
did
man?
You do it? I'm asking, did you do it?
Man, I never did crack a day in my life.
Okay, Kelly,
it may be snowing, but
I never did a crack pipe in a day in my life, man. You got me fucked up, man.
You got me fucked up. I don't know where you getting your information from, dude.
Okay.
Okay.
I got a headache. Get a headache. I've been at court all motherfucking day. I didn't get home until 6 o'clock this evening. I got a headache.
My pussy tastes like farm to soda.
773-973-937, you're live on the air.
773-937,
you're live on the air.
What happened?
You're gone. Okay, y'all back. Oh, y'all back. Honey, I got a headache now. Wait,
hold on, we got a double call. 678-948, you're live on the air. If you really want to know who Dick Johnson is, pay attention to who went off the scene when he came on the scene.
I want to know about
Bishop smoking crack.
I know, and getting gangbanged. He never denied it. He said that's his past, so it's true.
Because that's giving me a lean on me. Don't you smoke crack, boy. Look at me. Don't you smoke crack. That's what it's giving. Ooh.
Let's have a moment of silence for the shooter.
Girl, my head motherfucking hurts, honey.
No, but how about the tranny who was killed in New York? Her killer got off.
Yeah, they
got off.
Yeah, they got charged. The charges were dropped. I'm about to start getting very monster teas, the movie Monster, and start killing the train.
Aline Wanos, I love her story. The documentary was way better though. The Charlize Theron did her thing.
So Kelly, what are these pictures and inboxes Dick was sending you?
I haven't got them yet. When I get them, I will post them up.
Oh, no, we still, just like you did on the Sonaya video.
As soon as I get them, I will post them up. Baby, it's fucking hot.
That coochie is shaved in those pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, Kelly,
I take it
you had a good day in court.
Right. How was your day, Kelly, if you don't mind sharing?
It was long and draining, honey. Baby, I was tired, baby. I've been up since motherfucking 7:30 this morning, honey. I ain't leave out of the courthouse since motherfucking 5:30 this afternoon.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
And I wish, it's no shame to say, girl, no shame to all of these people that sending me friends requests to say, girl, I don't have no room to add people, baby. So if you want to be friends with me, y'all need to go to my fan page and like my fan page, because everything that goes on, all three of my pages go on my fan page, too. I have no room to accept anybody. And, baby, if you're not cute, if you're not really drop-dead gorgeous, bitch, I'm not accepting you. No tea, no shade. I'm just saying. Bitch, I'm hot. So what's up, y'all? What's up now?
Yeah, so, what's that? Girl, a lot just went on. I'm just gagging.
What happened with the Kia Barbie situation? They said something about her and some other lady were about to fight.
Right, Kia, Barbie and, who was it was about to jump Kia the Barbie? Was it Shanice?
No, it was somebody else, not Shawnee, somebody else. And they say Kia paid it because it was her birthday. I love that. I would have paid that shit too, bitch. This is my day. Fuck you.
Bitch, by the looks of Kia's face, if anyone would have threw a punch at her face, their hand would have broke, child.
What happened to Naima? Where Naima went?
I don't know. You know, when she get to watching David Blaine and shit, she's going to a trance. So leave her alone.
Right. She's conjuring up a conspiracy about...
Yeah, I hope she get a spell for Dick.
Right.
Let me stop. I'm not... I don't wish any harm.
Naima, where are you, girl?
Girl, Naima's on a pier painting phone now.
Oh, Kelly, did you send your condolences to your cousin? I heard Kai had a surgery. I think she got a boy or a sister move or something.
My pussy says Cola.
Girl, so wait, Kai got a boy or a fish removed?
Yeah, or something. Because yeah, when they did the packing and the, you know, taping of the golf pads and stuff like that, it was, like, in her underarm area. I don't know either. Or unless she had Lyme disease like the other ladies. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, she's late. The girl's really said, yeah, I got fucked, but not in the call.
But they said when he came out to that ball around, I think that was sometime last year or early this year when he went to the ball, they said he kind of was like, you know, doing outrageous shit. I remember when he first came on the air after it happened and he was saying some shit about it. So that's believable that he got gangbanged and shit like that, you know.
It's not unbelievable.
Yeah, it's very believable.
Yeah. How about,
and I mean, I think a video with him and Madison would be cool. Or Kim Carter, but Kim Carter don't look like she would fuck with Bishop like that.
So,
and I heard
has a new show on YouTube or whatever.
Oh, wait, I saw that was some unreleased shit, whatever they put up.
Oh, so someone actually seen it, because I can't find it.
Yeah, they said it's unreleased, but they have pictures of the, I guess, screenshots of it. And they said Jolie was looking like a straight-up nigga.
Oh, no.
They said she was sitting on a flatbed truck looking like a man or some shit. I don't know. But she is the hardest of the three, of Amaya, Tiffany, and... Jolie is the one that still looks like a man to me.
Oh my God.
And out of the two, I think Tiffany looks more like a woman than Amaya. Amaya looks too animated in the face. She is a cute girl, but she's too animated. And Tiffany's just gorgeous. Even though they favor, but she looks a lot more natural.
More natural. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is a bit extra creative with the face.
Yeah. Does the red phone ring loud?
Right.
That ain't my.
Oh, that's not you. Oh, okay.
No, that ain't me, honey. The red phone don't ring like that.
Cancel, what's going on with your love life, girl? You got
that 1985 phone right there. That's the one with the cord.
Oh, Tiffany said, what's going on with your love life, Kelly?
I don't have one. And if I did, it's none of Tiffany's business.
Oh, girl, every time I turn around, girl, you try to mess up my pieces, girl. So I'm only asking if you finally have one of your own.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Tiffany, listen, let me tell you something. Baby, if things work out the way I needed to work out, baby, you better hold your motherfucking, you better clutch your fucking pearls, because I'm going to wake motherfucking Dallas up.
Oh, well, girl, please, because I got something to do.
Okay. So you better be ready, honey.
Wait, Tiffany, what was that picture of you in a hospital bed? Where the fuck that came from?
That was so last year, honey, Miss Shady McGrady put up. I don't even know. I think I had the flu or something, and I had went to the doctor, honey, and the girl, I put the picture on Facebook. So, I mean, why would you think I would be bothered by that? I don't care, honey. But that's why I said, look at me now, honey. She's so beautiful when she gets made up, honey. You girls want to put pictures in hospital beds. Girl, I put the bitch, you stupid idiot. The girls can't take me, honey. They just can't take me.
And the lady, Stop Sucking Dick Mercedes, thought she put a picture up of Stacey Lane Matthews in the hospital with a mask on. Oh, Lord.
That was fun. That was fun.
Yeah, I'm so ready for Kelly to come to Dallas, honey. I want to see Mother. I got a light little tapping for her.
on tap on the shoulder.
Hold on. 917-270.
Yes, honey, I hung up the phone by mistake. Where's Dick Johnson at, honey?
Oh,
I
want to
know why
he's
not coming for me. Why you not coming for me, Dick Johnson? I know you're listening, honey. I send you messages on your Facebook page and everything, darling. I'm not hiding my face. I'm not a fake profile, bitch.
Ooh. Ooh, I love her voice. I love her
now
voice.
Now her voice is so cute.
And I love how you came, you know, and spoke the motherfucking truth about Jasmine and all of these fucking stupid ass icons listening to this motherfucking dirty, dusty ass nigga. I just don't get it. Now let me vote this blunt up real quick.
That's what I don't get. Who is he to make them? You know, why are y'all believing?
Why he had them fussing about furniture?
Why
are
they believing him? That's what I just don't get. And it's like everybody is scared of him. Bitch, I'm not scared of you. I live in a motherfucking house. I will give you my address, bitch. And I have a gun sitting right motherfucking here that I have a motherfucking permit for, bitch. I will shoot you right in your motherfucking big ass lips.
Oh, catch that bullet with his teeth. Most violent on here.
Yes, Tiffany and Fiona.
I'm living for the current mouths on this show this season.
Yes, I live for the Bandicoot.
I need a show with Tamika. Shamika, Tiffany, and this cunt is on the phone right now.
Melissa? She giving me like a Rosie Perez.
Let's do it, baby.
Yeah, from White Men Can't Jump, that era.
Yes, I love it.
I love it.
It's the Puerto Rican princess.
That's what Jasmine Khan wants to sound like, but she can't get it together.
Oh, my God.
Girl, she does not sound like Selena Khan, child. Her cheeks are not.
No, I said that's what Jasmine Khan wants to sound like.
Oh, no, the chat room said she gives her, she gives them Selena Khan. Child.
Oh, okay. Selena Khan is really like, she looks good stepping out that cab. I can't get over it.
Go put the central air on.
But wait, yeah, wait,
Shady,
wait.
Can I take me? I don't know what's wrong with Shady McGrady, honey.
Oh, Shady. Did y'all give him some fucking Geneva
like
makeover? Yeah, honey, London, did you get him some fucking Geneva makeover they gave him? He looked a lot better with the makeup
Funky
and
Geneva, Miss Funky Geneva looks a horrifying mess.
No, she looks a lot better with that makeup and stuff. They did a lot of work on her. She looks a lot better.
Girl, ain't no makeup can cover that boy, girl.
Cover girl on top of boy.
She looks a hot mess, girl. All her videos, she looks a mess. That picture, she looks a mess.
And then she's balding, y'all know that?
Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. 404-536, you're live over there.
Oh, yes, Marcus again. My bad. Somebody sent me an inbox, and they asked me to read it a while ago, but I forgot. They asked, what do y'all think about Vicky Gotti's new body?
Oh, it's real? The booty is real?
Why does right butt cheek look like a can of ham?
Where the picture at?
Let's just hope she takes care of those new
yeah, one of them are already deformed. The one of the cheeks are already deformed. Maybe they should have told her to tie some of bandanas around under her ass, under each ass to keep it. That's what I heard they tell the girls, go to sleep with some bandanas under your ass to keep it propped up.
Well, I mean,
Kelly,
do you like his butt before or after the pumping? Like, what do you like, Kelly?
Okay.
I now give to you.
You can take all the pictures you want.
The controversial.
Was not here as a friend of.
Mom, she's a friend of mine, darling.
Girl, you were here already. No need for intro. Answer the question, girl.
What Kelly said? She made Vicky Gotti. Nah. Nah.
I'm not gonna play with Tiffany. I'm not gonna play with Tiffany tonight. I'm not.
I need you, Kelly. I miss you so much, bitch, and that ain't no shade, bitch. Like,
baby, when I tell y'all, baby, listen, baby, I don't know what y'all talking about, honey. I don't discuss.
Wait a minute. We're going to stop playing the bullshit, okay, because it's on plenty of archives where you have said, I remember listening to a show when you specifically said that you used to go with him when he was Daquan and not Vicky Gotti, and how you used to have his legs up in the air and you had to stop because your cousin had got shot. Do you not remember that all kind, bitch? So I'm asking you, girl, do you like the cakes before or after they got pumped?
I didn't see the new picture. Okay.
I wonder what she got pumped by. Ooh, no.
Tiffany, I don't care how much drugs you do, bitch. You remember everything. You are a functional drug head. There's no shame.
You do drugs,
Tiffany? I don't know how you remember that.
No.
God, baby, I asked, don't you, you wife.
Bitch.
Baby, y'all girls are picky key, honey.
I don't do that, Tina. Not that Tina, and I ain't nobody's sex, because they say the girls is tricking the people on Tina nowadays, and I ain't got time for that. I don't want to look like Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, it's really...
I'm going to fuck y'all up for putting this picture of Tiffany and Fiona side by side.
You sound...
Miss Say, you girls are fucking key, Miss Say.
Baby. But you can't even get it from Fiona. You just got to look at me like I am... I am just living. I am just, I am sitting for the Zeus, Athena, and all the guys. I don't give a fuck about Fiona, honey.
Yeah, you look good in that picture. Yeah. But the one before that?
Kelly cannot
tell
because my hair longer than hers.
Miss Saying, the one before that, just listening.
Kelly, who is that boy in your
you
profile picture?
Cool. I'll give you one for an executive with that too.
Kelly,
yes.
Who the boy in the profile pic on your Facebook?
Oh, that's my friend.
That ain't no boy, girl.
London, keep it cute, Myrna. That's my friend. You know, I'm doing my boy of the week again. I'm starting my boy of the week again. And he was, baby. Stop asking so many questions, Marcus.
Don't start with no Pinocchio. Start with the real boy.
I'm doing my boy of the week again. And every week, every Sunday is gonna be a different boy on my profile picture until I decide to stop doing it again.
Do Janice not?
I said boys. I didn't say men.
Oh, my God. Y'all are crazy in
Marcus,
the room.
Marcus, since you want to try it, Marcus, you said you want to try it, Marcus. Let's talk about the boy that you was with at the Rumble Ball, Marcus.
Yes, Marcus.
Right.
No, I was at the Rumble by myself.
Really?
Right.
Girl, not by the ball you weren't.
Yes, I was.
No, not in the video.
Hold on, London. How you knew that? How you know I was by the ball?
Girl, you know I'm everywhere, girl. I might not speak on it, but you know I was there.
Ooh. Hold on. Well, child, I'm always at a bar. Yeah, you weren't there, London. Next time.
Child, yes, you were, girl. Yes, I was.
Okay. Hey, Kelly, why was you questioning him like that? Don't be questioning nobody like that. That's why people can't bring people out.
Mister, I need to know who he was, Mister. I seen him sitting with you, Mister. I need to know who he was.
He's a friend.
Is he a friend like my friends that's really friends or friend?
No, we're friends.
Is it quote-unquote friend or just friend without quote?
I don't know the difference between y'all type of friends, because y'all sleep with y'all friends and all kind of stuff. I don't
No. I have friends like the one that's in my profile picture. That's my friend. And then I have friends with benefits, okay? So is that a friend or a friend with benefits?
A friend.
You stuttering. I don't.
I'm still confused by all of that. That friends with benefits stuff. You talk about a friend that you have.
That's a friend with benefits.
No, because we don't see each other enough for that. That's just a friendship.
You're not coming straight out with this. You could be like, no.
Yeah, he came straight out. He said, you know, friends with benefits, you don't see each other after that. They're friends. You know, they fuck on a regular basis. That's just their relationship. They're friends.
Oh, shit.
London, I didn't say all of that. You being
Kelly,
very...
Kelly, we have 8 minutes left until it goes into recording.
You being
oh,
very...
Everybody that's, on, everybody that's in the chat room, if you're not listening through Skype... The chat room will cut off, and you won't be able to listen to the show unless you're on Skype. So everybody that's in the chat room that want to continue to listen to the cast talk and dish tea on Trash Talk Tuesday, please definitely call in now at 347-215-6820, honey. Everybody else is in the chat room, and if you're on Skype, you can stay in the chat room and still be able to listen to the show.
Did y'all talk about Khadijah's video for Kelly?
I didn't see her. She tried to read my sis. What happened? How can she? First of all, I don't know what she said, but my first thing is I hope she didn't get in the video with that slick down lace front baby hair in the front. Like, you shouldn't get on there reading nobody with a wig.
Oh, with those tired baby hairs. I can't.
Did y'all see my video for Khadijah?
Cut straight across.
Wait, Kelly, where's your video for Khadijah?
Mama Joe's, you on the air?
Oh, I didn't press 1.
Well, your number, 111, came across my board.
Well, Mama Jones, how's your book sales coming along?
Oh, it's coming along really good. We made 30% sales in the last week. I got my new YouTube show, Chatting with Mama Jones.
When are you going to have me on?
Girl, you can't fit in that little living room.
If your fat girlfriend can fit in there, why can't I?
Girl, she just got big breasts.
And a big gut, too.
Girl, don't read my girlfriend. But, yeah, the books are selling real good. If y'all want one, just go to... Go to Amazon.com and type in promo code Joan.
Oh, Kelly, can I make an announcement?
Yes.
To all those girls that use those number orders for movie tickets, can y'all please go out and buy the maximum number of tickets for The Best Man? We haven't had any black movies out this quarter, you know, so we need to support them as much as possible to help them get their ticket sales up. So go see The Best Man Holiday.
I want to go see it.
Wait,
I thought they were
wait,
number
well,
one.
Why,
I thought they beat Thor.
Why,
Marcus,
why
you should have that on lock. I thought they beat Thor already, Marcus.
Follow what she said.
I'm going to see The Best Man Holiday when that 12 Years of a Slave came out and only two people was in the movie theater per viewer.
I went to see it. I went to go see 12 Years of a Slave. It didn't play
girl.
Everywhere, though.
Yeah, Marcus, I thought they already beat Thor the first week. I thought they were, like, you know, already done with the whole...
Oh. Well, you want to be number one at least one, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. Did they make number
okay,
one this
okay.
week?
They made
yeah,
number
yeah.
two. They made
over
number
Thor.
Two.
Oh,
they made
number
two
one.
Opening weekend.
Oh, they made number two. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we
yeah,
need to get them up to number one.
They made $30 million, and it cost them $17 million.
Well, look,
they made $30 million.
Because after Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving weekend, all these movies gonna come out, and so that's gonna be a wrap for them. So we need to go ahead and get them out there.
Am I still on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kelly, girl, you could come on my show. Just hit up my publicist. Because I need to get you out
there. I don't hit up people publicists. You have your people hit up my people.
Girl, you ain't got no people.
You have your people hit up my people. You're the mother of a celebrity. I'm a celebrity. So you have your people hit my people.
Well, when my people find those people, then you can get on the show.
Oh, shit.
Hold on.
Mama Joe, who's your son?
What, wait, who?
Who's your son? You say, she said you're the mother of a celebrity. Who's your son?
Jim Jones.
Jimmy Jones. The successful owner of Jimmy John.
Don't play.
Well, guess what? Hold on. Go ahead.
347-889.
Hey, what up, Kelly, London, J-Rock, Shamika.
Hey, Christina.
Hey. Yo, I know everybody tired of Dick Johnson, but that tea was high. Yo, why y'all cut that shit short?
What tea?
I needed to see the conversation of where he cut out all the shit, where they was trying to fucking lick his balls and shit, and the fucking pictures of the fucking crack smoking and fucking out of cars and shit. Like, come on.
He never sent me the pictures, and then somebody hit my inbox and said, did he send you the pictures? I said no, and somebody said, oh, he's created two profiles. He'll be sending it to you shortly.
Oh,
they say what they said in my inbox.
I want to try to give his delusional tea life one more time because I was over here fucking rolling, yo. And fucking Chandra in the fucking ballroom, they talk about, come over here, lick my titties. Bitch, get in life. Tell your fuck the nigga slowly like he got a big dick. Come here. Yo, this shit is funny.
Well, he hit me up and said that his SOS tape just got a call, so he'd be right back.
Yo, I live for this show, yo. Word up.
Calvin, I'm going to fuck you up, man.
Mama John.
What?
Really, Calvin? You want to tag me in this?
That's what they wanted you to see, so I just tagged you in it.
Wait, it's cute.
What's cute?
What, the Jolly Green Giant?
No,
Calvin, know what I'm talking about. It's cute.
What, it's Vicky's new ass?
Yeah.
You don't think it's dented on one side? Like,
yeah, it looks a little flat on one side.
Yeah.
It's cute. It looks all right.
What would you do with it now?
What's this child done got put with immersion oil?
The same thing you would do with it.
Girl, I can't do nothing with it. That look hot to me. That shit don't look cute.
I don't like it.
Mama Jones. She gone.
Where is Brandy tonight?
But you know what, no shade though. You can't hide it because he get all of these girlfriends. Like, he done had Kelly, he done went with Maya, I said he get all the beat girlfriends. He done went with Kelly, which, you know, she a big bitch, but she still hold her own. Kelly ain't ugly. So, you know.
Tiffany, you really sitting here trying to say that y'all know Mistake, baby. Honey, Vicky gonna make a motherfucking video, Mistake. Then I'm gonna have to read her, Mistake.
He said he don't have no problem with you in one of his videos.
We don't, honey. I'm gonna do an interview with her. She's gonna interview me again.
Is that what you call it now?
What?
Yes, honey. Hi, Jason.
Yeah, that's what she called her dates with Vicky now.
Our interview.
Don't they all call interviews?
Ain't that what
him and Jiggy Jai did, our interview?
But I think that probably got his highest ratings, that other Kelly video. when she was Mother Kelly. Weren't you? Or was she?
No, this was years ago, and she took over his show.
No, it was funny as shit. Like my
because she had the red hair, right? The like kind
my
of
real
thing.
Cotton sister lived for Kelly, especially in that video. What Kelly was like, what Vicky was like, Mother East Coast, Mizrahi, and Kelly was like legendary.
Legendary.
Like, my sister lived for that picture.
Oh, by the way, happy belated birthday, Nicole Onabella, with your $70 special.
Oh, happy belated birthday, working girl.
Dick Johnson just hit me up and said, six pictures on the way of Bishop sucking two trannies' dick.
Oh, Lord. Don't nobody want
to see that.
Ask him how much will he pay for his Mac lip gloss.
I'm more interested in knowing if he was sucking on the glass pipe.
Well, I hope y'all girls saved all of these. I hope y'all girls saved all of these pictures of Bishop because these posts are about to come down, honey. And when he sends me the pictures, honey, I will send them to London for London to post them in her group because y'all know I don't do nude pictures, honey. I'll post them up for a minute, but they have to come down. You said what?
This just came into my inbox. Why is Dick Johnson sending you anything when he still has fake profiles in the main room? He can send it himself.
Well, I don't know.
Well, this didn't come in my inbox. I just want to know, where can I find this MAC lip gloss that Dick got on in this picture?
Did y'all see that picture of Dick with the grill in his mouth? Bitch, he looked like Lenny from Good Times.
If there's any more callers that come through, please send me the numbers over, honey. I'm hot. I need to go lay.
Wait,
I need to go lay down. My body is
funny. Mama Jones.
Where's Mama Jones at?
Yeah, baby.
Oh, there she go.
Her voice
Mama
Jones. Like that, though.
So your son owns Jimmy John's?
Yay.
Well, girl, you might want to go to a few of the balls, honey, because the girls been wearing your son's stores out.
Ooh.
With all those platters.
And I'm going to find each and every one of them girls. That's why I'm getting close with the queen.
Yes. Tell him if he see a large order like that, he should tell the girl, he should make them come in the store and pay.
Why not Jimmy John's on the table, girl?
You sure know a lot about girls, girls
doing not little... Jimmy John's.
I thought maybe Jim Jones owned, what was that, Jimmy Jan's? What's the Urban
Store? Oh, Jim Jones does not own Jimmy Jazz. He has his own label, and it's called Vamp Life.
Jimmy
Jazz
is where Rodney gets all his
clothes
to streetwear, right?
What did London say?
No, I said Jimmy Jazz is where Rodney gets all his streetwear outfits from.
Bitch, I came with y'all.
Excuse me? Hello, London.
Can we?
What you say?
Hello.
I'm sorry, Jimmy Jazz don't have my size. Sorry.
Okay,
so stop at the big and tall.
Oh shit!
Now I also have something else to say.
Y'all sit here and got me all excited talking about Carmen Carrera was going to be in the Victoria's Secret fashion show. Y'all and y'all false tea. The lady
has
ass.
Hey, this bitch says she was.
Who?
Carmen Carrera.
No, she filed
like,
a petition to be.
So many opportunities, and I'm going to endeavor in. You guys will see me soon on Big Runway. Girl, she lied. It was her. So we're going to say she's not going to be corporate.
She has filed a petition to ask Victoria's Secret to consider her being a runway model for the show. Not that she's, you know, we saw all these congratulation posts. I mean, I hope she make it because she's actually a really stunning girl. So I hope she gets her dream, but... You see how
Big
changed
Johnson
so
has hit me up on my motherfucking Facebook page talking about what are you talking about? You fucking nasty motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about, honey. Fuck you mean what I'm talking about. You know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. I've been reading you on your Facebook page for days, and now you hit me up talking about what are you talking about. Do you want me to keep posting?
London,
can we play a game called Stop Your Shit and have everybody call in and, you know, tell who should stop their shit and why?
Right. Can we have a stop their shit moment, please?
Who should stop their shit and what with?
Right, Kai Balenciaga, you should stop your shit and never make another video in your life. Who else needs to stop?
This queen's
Corey from Ballroom Throwbacks, you should stop flying places without, a ticket to come back home.
What happened? Don't do Corey like that. What happened to Corey? I like
you
him.
You should stop with these wild
stop the shit. Stop the shit. Giving people tickets and not tickets home.
Don't do him like that.
Well, hold on now. Let's just be serious. How did you not know the ticket was, what's the word?
One way.
No, questionable.
Oh, so wait, it was a classic ticket for you know, both ways, but the other way didn't work.
No. Sierra got him from to Chicago.
Okay.
So he just had to get home.
I don't know what's going on, but I ain't going nowhere without a round trip ticket. And I like Corey, so y'all don't give him too much, honey.
Well, no, we're not reading Corey.
Where's who got him a ticket?
Amaya.
Well,
Mama. Yeah. I want to know why y'all keep blaming her. It was not her ball.
Well, she was the one that did the ticket.
Amaya, who? It was not her ball.
Mama.
Hey, Amaya.
Stop your shit, Vanna. Why you do him like this?
Oh, sis. Y'all cannot blame her. That was not her fault. That was not her ball.
Oh, well, sorry, Vanna.
I don't think that's fair.
Well, whose call was it? Nobody?
Well, Marcus, why you didn't get him a ticket home? We know you all know the ins and the outs of, honey, how to get around.
Oh, no, there are many things that somebody might or might not do, but flying on that is definitely a no-no. I would definitely highly discourage everyone from doing that.
Yeah, Marcus is Marcus is no longer a part of the flying crew.
Oh, excuse me?
London, I paid for my plane tickets.
You are a changed man now.
I don't do stunts and shows, because wherever I lay, wherever I fly, I got to be comfortable, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be sitting up at night. And then you know what I like to do stuff too? Can you imagine being paranoid? I'm already paranoid. Then I'm going to be paranoid when somebody going to try to come get me.
So y'all trying to say he had to sleep in that tree you took a picture in?
Oh. No, we was together. I took that picture.
Oh.
I'm just saying, me personally, I don't do stuff.
Bro, we need to stop our shit with crooked phones and get real phones.
Right, girls. Stop getting these
J-Rock, y'all need to stop y'all shit in Texas putting people in houses and the parents ain't never even met now.
Who the hell did that?
Marcus, I feel like you're trying to call out some tsunami, child, honey. Are you trying to come for Rio?
Yeah.
I'm going to crank it, honey. You trying to come for Rio Kane in the Gulf Coast, honey? You trying to make those tsunami kids? I ain't never met none of the tsunami. Yes, the bitch is back.
Stop your shit.
I just said, I think y'all should stop y'all shit. Everybody should meet their leaders before they join their house and before they make them. Uvu sessions don't count.
Oh, my Lord. So you're saying the girls was getting into houses over Uber and Skype?
Well, how else they got in?
Ooh. Maybe they had a chapter meeting. Maybe a parent came down or a representative.
Remember the girl who came on a while back and she catched some house and she became a mother until they saw her in person?
She was in Kelly House, wasn't she?
No, she called into the show. I don't know.
It was Kelly Day. Wasn't it Kelly was talking to the boy, well, the butch that really was.
Yeah, she
to
called
be a
in
boy.
On the Tender Trap night. Yeah. And she was giving her mother status, and then they took it back.
That was out of Virginia somewhere, wasn't it?
No, she said
Detroit
she
girl.
In,
oh, it was something.
Yeah, he said
mother
he was somewhere.
What is
a Picardi? No, he was in the house of Alan Meekly. No, he was an Alan Meekly.
They still got a house? Alan for the girls. Meekly for the boys. Wasn't that the chance?
Wait, how about Selvin and Mariah's hand performance battle?
Oh, I live for that. I think they need to bring that category back, honey. Selvin was eating that, honey. Mariah, too. But I really like Selvin, honey. I mean, if I could just get past her open button shirt with her belly out a little bit, I could have really got into more of the hands. But, like, I was really getting into the hand. I was like, work, Selvin. You still got it. You ain't got no teeth, but you still got it, bitch.
What the fuck is all that beeping?
Right. Is somebody's phone dying?
Somebody's phone giving tricks.
Yeah.
Is somebody going to the Obama minute?
Can we please for up? Thank you.
Alan, you please what? Somebody's phone is dying.
They low on food stamp minutes.
Oh, shit.
Is that what happened with your phone, Tiffany, when it get low?
I got Sprint. I don't know, honey. I have. I'm team iPhone Sprint, and I'm team, honey, I don't even know what the other phone is. It's a Sprint, though, but I don't know what kind of, I forgot the name of the phone, honey. I have two phones, sweetheart, and they're both through Sprint. I don't have Obamacare phones, but I would like to. If I had food stamps, then I could get one. Kelly, can you get me one on your card?
Maybe.
I have
an iPhone 5 and an iPhone 4S. I don't know. Well,
have y'all signed up for y'all health insurance so y'all won't be illegal starting next year?
I'm in retirement, so if anybody out there can give me an iPhone 5S and an iPhone 5C, please hit me up.
Work for the retirement.
Well, I don't need to sign up for the health care. Thank you. I'm good.
I'm so glad I don't have to either. My pressure would be the fuck up. Where?
Yeah, we need that money, my dad's insurance.
Honey. Well, I don't know about all that. Right now, I'm trying to just get my insurance, honey, to pay for me a goddamn gastric, honey.
And I need PS4 and the new iPad too.
The iPad Air, sweetheart. If you're gonna,
you're asking for too much.
What?
Do you want the iPad Air or do you want the iPad with the retina display?
No, that's too much.
I need to keep up with the Joneses mistake, okay? I need the air, baby.
Mama Jones,
iPad,
Mama Jones, did you got the PlayStation 4 on order?
She should already have it, mistake. Her son is Jimmy.
Her son is on that powder, so you don't tell him what he
got. I'm not going to talk about her kids on this show. She's going to pull a big job for you.
No, I'm serious. My friend in New York, she used to sleep with him.
Are y'all going Black Friday shopping?
No.
Yeah, I'll be doing some online shopping. That's it. I won't be in the stores.
For real, you be ready to fight in there. They be going to fuck off. Ain't nobody got time for that.
That's why I don't want to do it.
I need Kelly and Khadija to come with me.
All you need is Khadija, London. She'll block everything that covers you, baby. You could be the quarterback of London, and she'll be the linebacker, honey. She'll block everything that's coming your way. You gonna make it, you gonna get a touchdown.
I don't know, Kelly, the way you be yelling at them fucking dogs, be like, don't touch that TV. They be like, all right.
So funny, like, I really thought you and Khadija was friends. Like, why y'all be beefing so much like that?
Y'all
think they beefing, y'all think it's a rivalry.
It's a love-hate relationship. It's a rivalry.
Let me tell you something, baby. Listen, let me tell you something. I don't sit and I don't think about these girls, Mustang. I don't sit and I don't think about what the videos on YouTube. I don't think about the radio show, what is done. I don't think about any of this stuff. When I leave out of a club and I finish doing my recordings and doing all my reads and stuff, Kelly Mizrahi stays there, okay? Baby, I don't think about all of this stuff. I wasn't even at that function in Baltimore. Why my name had to be rung up at the function in Baltimore? I'm all the way home in my bed, and my plush, baby, $5,000 bed that sits up to my hip, bitch, laying in my bed, sleep, with
my six big pillows, bitch, like, why are you talking about me?
Kelly,
as a legal advisor, I encourage you not to say that.
Say what? Say what?
Your $5,000 bed.
What about why? Why can't I say that?
Moving on.
Marcus, why can't I?
Marcus.
Marcus, why can't I say that, Marcus?
Girl, no ma'am.
No ma'am what?
They might start asking for receipts.
Baby, please take extra receipts about a what? Bitch, please. I pay cash.
Kelly, Bishop is pressing one.
Oh, well, baby, Bishop, I'm laying down in my bed, Bishop.
Kelly, did you say your bed is up to your waist?
Yes, my bed is up to my waist.
That's a high-ass bed.
It sure is. Ask anybody, baby. You got to jump on my bed to get on my bed.
Well, but Kelly, when you have and if the date fall off, they fall off on the floor like that?
Baby, they don't fall off, honey.
I hope you got renter's insurance.
Okay, baby.
But you don't want to short bitch to fall to her death.
The shady.
As many pictures I have taken in my bedroom. You don't see how high my bed is or behind me.
I don't see no pictures of you in your bedroom. What are you trying to say? Stop your shit.
J-Rock, I post plenty of pictures up in my bedroom, J-Rock. I'll be standing in my mirror with my bed right behind me.
Kelly.
Yes.
Did you get these quote-unquote pictures of me sucking dick and me smoking on rocks and me smoking on a pipe?
No, I
but
did not, honey.
He's making them right now, Bishop. Wait.
What is he making? Google shots?
No, he's in Photoshop.
Try again.
Baby, hold on, honey. I just hit him up.
I'm telling you, I figured out this dude. He a fake, a phony, and a fraud.
You just figured it out?
Fake, phony, and a fraud. Y'all know how I go, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have shit to hide. I ain't going to have nothing from y'all,
about,
man.
Bishop, with the drugs and shit.
You said what, babe?
What y'all was talking about? Why you ain't telling us what was missing?
What?
It's obvious that he deleted everything he said. So fill us in. What happened?
Man, I don't know what this dude talking about. This dude a weirdo to me, man. He's a stalker, and he a irrelevant stalker, man. This cat, man.
Y'all
want
to fuck each other, that's what happened.
You know what? This cat, man, busted nuts over my pictures, so my job must have been done. So, you know, I mean, I'm going to treat him like Sanaa said earlier. I'm going to treat him like I'm gonna be a ghost to get rid of a ghost. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody got time for that shit, man. That was my past, man. I ain't never did no crack, man. You know, it be snowing, but I ain't never did no damn crack. You can never get me for none of that. You know what I mean?
Boy, Bishop?
Hey, the past is my past, man. Fuck my past, man. What's up with my future, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody
Bishop,
come up on
like
here,
boy.
Man.
And Tiffany,
I want to know why this dude got motherfucking SOS. And SOS knows. SOS, yeah, he knows now. SOS knows now. I gave him the screenshot and everything of the ad. And yes, it
I'm
is
sorry.
SOS.
Who is SOS?
SOS is a male dancer, Baltimore Rough Rider from Baltimore. And the thing is, he's he's famous. You know, he travels. So the thing is, you know, people that do shit like that, he probably the same dude that motherfucking reports people's ads. If any motherfucker, you know, I mean, I used to motherfucking trick. If any motherfucking nigga steals people's pictures, then they gotta be reporting other motherfucking niggas' ass. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of fag it is. I call it fagism. And they got a fagism problem, man. Yeah, I mean, he need to put his hand in his pocket. He need to shut the fuck up about everything he say about people. This nigga's a fake to me, man, now, man. I mean, honestly, I really fuck with the dude. You know what I'm saying? For a minute, you know, I fuck with him. You know, he sounded like he was a cool dude. You know what I'm saying? But, nigga, we frenemies, nigga.
If I see you, dude,
I'm going to come straight in your face. And I hope you listening, because you lurking like a motherfucker. Nigga, you know you ain't got shit on me except for them screenshots. Nigga, I could have put them motherfuckers up. Nigga, everybody know, man, I'm a wild dude. So, I mean, honestly, dude, what you doing is irrelevant. You talked about past that you got from somebody, some other fag. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, at the end of the day, dude, I'm like a ghost just like you. Trying to get rid of your ass. You hear me?
Don't kill me, man.
And I know you lurking. I know that nigga lurking, man. He lurking like shit, man. I'm telling y'all, Bishop is changed. Bishop safe, and Bishop is a retired chaser. Honestly, man.
Y'all ain't real with it now.
Hey, man.
What you chasing
now? Man, I'm chasing paper. I'm chasing money.
That's what a chaser is, isn't it?
Nah,
hold on.
First
of
all, hold on. Look.
Did you retire
I can
with
tell
the 401k?
I can tell you. Matter of fact, I'm working on 401k because, honestly, 401k going to be fucked up soon. It's going to be where nobody, if you ain't got no job, you ain't going to get no 401k soon. So, honestly,
pretty much how it is now.
Yes, exactly. But the thing is, Man, I got 25 friend requests, and this nigga can't even get 25 dates. That's a damn shame. I know the type nigga you are, dude. I've been where you at.
But
nigga, I don't have
to
motherfucking do what you do, but I don't knock your hustle, dude. You lurking.
Okay,
I know he lurking. He listening.
How
he listening, sitting in this bitch corner. You sitting in your corner, motherfucker. You should be. Because SOS know now, dude. He know. And he
Bishop.
Got your number.
Bishop.
I'm waiting for Laura to give me the motherfucking location where you at.
Yo,
Bishop,
get his life.
SOS have a 401k? But didn't him and Laura have, so why would she do that?
Well, it really, honestly, it don't matter.
Bishop something. How are you, Bishop? How do you keep criticizing him talking about, now, I'm not a dick fan, but let me just ask you this. How do you keep criticizing him talking about he
You're not a dick fan, Tiffany, really?
You're not a dick fan.
No, I'm
sorry. Yeah,
what's up, Tiffany?
How are you criticizing that man talking about he used ads and pictures and stuff? But you have said yourself that you used to
I don't knock his hustle. I don't knock it at all. But, I mean, when you got so much people and animosity about, other people, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I used to do that shit, man. I used to do the same thing in the group. I don't do that shit no more, man. I motherfucking roast. Y'all call it reading. I roast, man, and I motherfucking leave it at that. But, the screenshots was nothing. I could have posted my dick in the damn room.
Please,
you know what I'm saying? I could have did that shit. You know, but
I'm
not
sending him
some
man trying to sword fight with him.
That ain't sword fight. It ain't no ego. It's not no ego. Before I deal with an ego, first of all, he argued with a female. You hear me? Bitch niggas do that, man. You know what I'm saying?
See,
I mean, Tiffany,
we didn't get into it,
but I ain't even called it like, yeah. I ain't even called it like, yeah, you a bitch, you all that. Nah, man. Ain't wasn't none of that.
You can't contradict yourself because I remember clearly last year when you calling up here and you cussed Naima out like a dog because she wouldn't give you the meat. Then you
Well, like okay. I said, you know, people change.
Hold on.
People change.
Well, me and you have went through our things. You cussed me out. You one minute you said I was cute. You want a BBW. You tried
and
to
you,
be a
you still you was always cute to me.
You know
it's
you
just
wanted
that,
to be a coochie
just that,
in
I mean,
Maryland. But now then you flipped on me and cussed me out the next week. You know, said I want shit, bitch.
You
want
to apologize? You want an apology?
No, it's cool now.
You want an apology?
Came a long way. No, I don't want no apology.
Okay, then. Stop talking.
Ooh.
Hush, baby. Hush. I'm telling you, it's totally cool right now, you know what I'm saying? I got other things to worry about, man. I do this shit for fun, you know what I'm saying? I love the show. I can't wait till the state of emergency. I love the state of emergency. But,
Tiffany, child, stop going up for snowstorms. Ain't that the reason why you was in the hospital with pneumonia in the first place, girl?
Shut up.
What did they
mean?
Man.
Kelly, how is that bed feeling?
Oh. Can y'all do that when the show is over?
No, I'm just saying, I mean, Kelly, man, I'm glad to hear your voice again. I mean, I tried to say this on another radio, radio show episode. But, yeah, I'm glad to hear your voice. I'm glad to hear that you're still doing your thing and you ain't never changed and don't ever change for somebody. That woman that came in, she actually set a nice vibe. She set a positive vibe after all that bullshit and all that whatever. She set a positive vibe when she gave you your props, and that woman was really touched. You could tell it by her voice and by her emotion of her voice. So yeah, I mean, you really really be touching people. That's not the only time I've heard somebody say that.
Well, she be touching people, all right.
Need to keep her hands
I have one
up
last question
damn.
For y'all.
She need to keep
what's
her hands
gonna happen? What's gonna happen to George Zimmerman? She don't got locked again. She must be like going in there.
You know what?
She liked the attention and the publicity.
Well,
bitch,
they're going to end up.
When I tell you, Shantra Icon Jones. Bitch, I love you, bitch. She's a key, honey. Why she just put this big black gorilla of me up? She said, the fuck you looking at? She tried to say I look like this big black gorilla, honey.
Well,
I live. She said, honey, she lies. I love Shantra. That's my sis.
Marcus, they're going to end up.
She ain't lying.
They're going to end up recalling that case. Because this man George Zimmerman,
she is definitely not lying.
He's been in too many situations.
Can y'all hear me?
It ain't even, I mean,
we
it's
have,
been
we
since
have,
July.
We,
it's
we
been
hear
since
you,
July.
Hear you.
Oh, okay. I'm just
hold
making
on,
sure
on,
on it.
Bishop.
Yeah, we heard
Bishop.
You saying she definitely not lying.
Yeah, we just paid it, Kelly. Bishop, there's no way they can charge George Zimmerman again.
They can't
for
charge
the death
him with
of
they
Trayvon
can't charge
Martin.
Him the same. Yeah, you're right. They can't charge
right,
him.
But they've already they did so many counts of murder on him. Like maybe they could try to charge him with manslaughter. Well, they already charged him with manslaughter too. He got found not guilty of all of that. An equal charges. So yeah, that's it for him. They're gonna have to get him. They're gonna have to treat him like a very OJ about the situation. They're gonna have to get him a. You know,
you see
he,
where OJ
fuck up, and baby, they serve up for years.
Feeling a Heisman or something.
You know, karma is a motherfucker. So, you know, once that karma come to you,
karma,
you know you
bitch,
did wrong.
Karma.
Yeah, karma.
She was.
Now,
why are you correcting me, teacher? Teacher,
because
why are you correct caller?
A
you a private caller. You're on the air. Yes, Granny.
Granny.
Granny. Granny. Well, okay, I want to send a shout out to Big Sexy, a.k.a. Rhonda.
No, the hell
and
you
I'ma
don't.
I'm going to send a shout out
hey,
to
Granny.
Mom Stow.
No,
and
the hell you don't.
And I'm going to send a shout out to Tiffany.
No,
it's
the hell
so
you don't.
It's so good to hear your voice, you bitch. He's double eating, bitch, you.
No, the hell you don't.
Granny, I called especially for you tonight because I heard you say last week, where's Tiffany? I said, I miss Granny so much with her old bald-headed, Methuselah-looking old ass that I got to
yeah,
call
her. Yeah, that's right, girl. I've been missing your ass. I'm glad you back.
No, the
yeah,
hell you don't. Anyway, nothing, old
shut the
woman.
Fuck up while I'm talking. Whoever that is talking.
Granny, you not talking to me
no
like
else.
That. Your old
Granny,
ass back, you know better.
Now, oh, hey, Red, I'm sorry, baby. How you doing, Daddy?
Hey, Granny.
Wait, no, I call in to dress your crazy motherfucking ass.
Oh,
I've been
shit.
Listening to this shit all night. Now, Bishop, I want to ask you,
oh,
what
I want
the
ask you,
hell
I want
are
ask
you,
you question real quick, Granny?
You and what do you
hey, Granny.
Fuck?
Hey, Granny, you a shooter just like me, Granny.
Hell. And now answer my question, Bishop.
I'm not going to pull your teeth, but you a shooter just
did
like
you
me.
Did you hear my question?
Hell.
Because you knew I called in here for your crazy retarded ass. Now, I want to know what the hell you attracted to and who you be having relationships with.
Man, my relationship, man, is with God right now.
I know. I said relations. I didn't say relationships. Who the hell you be fucking? Because you know I'm
shut hey,
up
Granny,
here listening
hey,
to you.
Honestly,
wait,
Granny,
wait,
I ain't fucking
wait,
nobody.
Wait, one goddamn minute. I done heard you say you done sent your dick pics to that boy and all that shit. Granny confused. I thought you liked trannies, but you just like dick, don't you? It don't matter.
I'm retired,
no,
man.
It don't matter where it come from.
I'm retired, Granny.
He's hoes
I'm retired. But, Granny, I'm telling you, them tgirl.com big shooters you did on that video, catch the T.
So you like dangling?
Nah. Granny.
Granny,
I'm retired, Granny.
To a man. And
I'm
you sending your pictures to a man. Ain't Dick Johnson a man? Or he ain't no tranny.
He dressed up like one.
Yeah, we do know Bishop like I'm hard and shit. And you need to cut your bullshit out. Talk about you don't smoke crack or whatever. If you don't smoke crack, I know you got to be snorting powder while you over there taking care of your handicapped daddy.
All right, that's enough, Granny. That's enough.
You doing all some kind of extra shit.
You know, hey, Granny, honestly, it's all worth I'm taking care of my dad. My dad didn't taught me how to actually change. Honestly, that's what made me actually change.
Granny, you say you don't smoke crack. Do you start powder?
I think that's personal, Granny. I think you need to mind your business.
You're sending your dick pictures to people. You're posting pictures of your greasy booty hole and shit. Who the fuck is that personal?
But Granny, you on the net beating your dick on tgirls.com. Say what?
Use a damn lie. See, I know you on snorkel.
Come on, Mimi.
You ain't got
come
no
on, Mimi.
Money to that for
Mimi.
That. So is you doing
Mimi.
Tina now since you on smoke crack?
Mimi.
Who is Mimi?
You the one crazy motherfucker. I don't even know why they let you on here rambling on with your bullshit.
Hey, if you checking the documents of official ballroom, so you'll know who Mimi is.
No, you're right. I'll be up in there to see your greasy booty hole.
Wait a minute, Granny. Mama Jones, you're on. Mama Jones, you're back.
Hello.
Hey, Mama Jones. How you doing, gal?
Hey, Granny girl.
Do you hear all this shit? Have you been listening to all this shit Bishop been talking tonight?
You know, I hear all this shit. It's a lot, girl.
And he needs to stop saying he a tranny chaser. That motherfucker just love ding a lot.
Oh, I'm retired. I'm a retired chaser.
Right. A retired tranny chaser.
All right, you retired.
I'm a retired. Hey, Granny, I'm a retired chaser former.
But you love ding-a-ling, don't you? It don't matter who it come from.
He retired chasing trannies, but he still traced dick. Like,
no.
I guess the trannies dangling don't be getting off on because they keep digging all over combos and shit. So he had to graduate to Dick Johnson and some men and stuff.
What does he mean by he retired?
They go to Puerto Rican prison.
Tell us the truth, baby.
What truth you want, Granny?
We want you to come out positive and just say you love dick.
Granny. I'm tired, Granny.
You know how to bring the truth to the table. You don't even know how. You can't even stand on it. Just
you
tell
can't even
the
talk.
Children that you love pink.
Wait, Granny, you
so
can say you
see,
like
the see that
pink.
I got was, oh, you was going Piggly Wiggly.
He going Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah.
Baby.
Girl.
Who's
the girl
Wiggly?
Told me your nickname is Piggly Wiggly.
Oh, bitch. Ooh. I'm Piggly Wiggly.
Mama Jones.
No,
I don't understand why Bishop was sending Dick Johnson dick pictures. I can't wrap my head around that.
Wait, hold on.
You got to check the screenshots to see the conversation.
Wait, hold on. I hear my name.
The conversation wasn't for Dick Gregory Johnson. It wasn't for him.
I got to ask Mama Jones something.
Yeah, Bishop,
hold on.
Put a dick in it.
Granny, sit down somewhere and take your Metamucil. Now, what happened, Mama Jones? You said they
said
my name Metamucil.
Yeah, the girls told me your nickname is Piggly Wiggly, girl.
And they told me your nickname was Crypt Keeper, you old leather faced looking bitch. No, you did not.
You
tried to come for me
you
on my
say.
Time.
You
always
like you
wearing
them
little dresses, talking about you smelling poop. You selling poom cards, bitch. You smell like poom cards.
That's what sounds like she got a hole in her throat.
a boom
girl,
crush anyway.
Hey, you had a couple holes in your throat.
Lynn, your big chitlin, these Nash, you ain't no young in the Asia, so you can stop talking that shit. How old is
right.
your big fat ass?
Girl,
oh,
with that,
Granny.
With,
hey, Granny.
With that red
weed from
McDonald's
appreciation
month.
All right, Mama Jones and Tiffany talking all that shit. She knows
right.
she a big collard green cornbread eating shit.
Like
how did you, Tiffany?
She knows she's
bathing
in cod liver oil.
Now, that was funny, honey.
Yes.
I sure missed you, Tiffany. I'm glad you back. But Bishop still ain't answered how much you love penis.
Well,
Bishop.
Granny, remember over
when
the summer
Granny,
he came
Bishop.
Out doing gay pride.
Listen, Granny, didn't he say he liked fish, too, at one time? So he liked everything.
Now, you know,
another
damn lie. That nigga loved dick too much. He had no pussy, God knows where. And him and Dick both say they had children. I think y'all been getting high too much.
You remember he said he had a girlfriend. He said his girlfriend knew he liked the femme queens.
And she must be retarded more than he is, hey.
You know, Bishop give me the type to go to a sex buffet and get everything on his plate. But Tiffany, girl, the girls gave me you look like Devin up in drag.
Bitch, good night. Thank you all for tuning in. Please tune in and have a happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Bitch, I'm gone.
But y'all girls ain't hear that from me.
Oh, shit.
Not at all.
Damn it, Jim.
This is the show I'm in.
This has been an epic show. Damn it, Jim.
Well, the punkash, I can't even come back from that.
Well, Tiffany, she likes Subway. No, she likes Blimpy. She don't like Subway. She likes Blimpy.
I can't even come back from that, mother punkash.
And
you notice Tiffany and and I just thought about that. Tiffany and Dev have never been on here at the same time.
Tiffany
and Dev.
Yeah, Tiffany, he's trying to say y'all never been on there at the same time, so he noticed you are Dev and Dev is you.
Listen, just because I could never be Dev because isn't Dev a hermit that don't ever come out the house? Everybody, I always take pictures. I update my profile all the time.
Wait a minute.
Private
call, are you on the air? I don't know why y'all talking about me like that. I am not Tiffany.
Jason, can I pay for you a tan for Christmas, child? Because you so damn white.
I ain't even mad about that. I'm happy. I can't wait for the wintertime so I can get pale.
You is so white.
It's easy for me to catch a cab.
Oh, and Miss Marcus, what you said about my son owning some Jimmy Jazz.
Sound like that nigga off the eye commercial. Bishop, you better leave that lady alone. But she come knocking at your door.
she don't want me to come knocking at her door with her nasty ass.
You're holding the neck mouth up.
So, Bishop, what do you think a 401k is?
401k is a retirement plan. 401k is a retirement plan.
Okay.
No, she thinks that's a retirement plan. She thinks that's a,
and right
a,
now,
upgrade.
Right now, with the economy being the way it is, with a lot of things and a lot of bills trying to be passed, it has created an uproar with you better have a job.
You
better have a job with benefits.
She thinks 401k is an upgraded version of Special K Child. She don't know.
London, you ain't really from London. I know that. But hey, look, hey, London, congratulations. Congratulations on the cartoon, y'all, man. I heard about that last week, man. That's what's up. And your voice does match an England girl. A British woman.
What?
Bishop, I saw your video on my Vista and threw my computer out the window.
What video?
That you wrestling. And I was like, oh,
video?
My God, is that Bishop?
Oh, that
and
video
so,
old?
And I was
that
so,
on my Vista?
And
that
I was
video
so
back
mad.
In 2000,
I was so mad. 2006. I was so disappointed.
Yeah, it was softcore. I
wait,
mind, I never do no hardcore.
Damn, you did porn too, Bishop?
You said what?
You did porn too?
I wouldn't call that porn. I just call it just wrestling, naked.
That was just
well,
naked.
Baby, when is my audition for T.S. Anderson?
Wrestling?
I want to see T.S.
Anderson. Wrestling naked and acting.
Birds was on top of each other's head, and your bird was by his mouth. His bird was by your mouth. It just was like, oh, no.
Oh, you saw T.S. Anderson. You saw T.S.
Anderson fuck him in his ass.
You saw T.S. Tamika?
Yeah,
oh, hold on. By the way, Dick Gregory. I know you lurking. I know you listening.
Who the fuck is Dick Gregory?
Listen, Dick Gregory. Dick Gregory, stop putting the cons. Stop putting people in your fucking situation, your issue. Stop putting Madison in your issue, dude. I mean, you bringing up these motherfuckers that are known. I mean, dude, get your own brand. I mean, you know for motherfucking tricking, dude.
Wait a minute, Bishop. Tell me this. Who got the biggest dangling? You or Dick or T.S. Madison?
We don't. They said Dick pictures are fake, so.
One T.S. Madison.
Yeah,
two T.S. Madison.
Three T.S.
Madison.
Four T.S.
Madison. Bishop, when are you going to do a porn with T.S. Madison? Because you know she don't pay the kids. She don't give the kids no money. And you ain't worried about this.
I'm,
so when you going to do a porn with her?
I don't plan on doing nothing with T.S. Madison. Only thing I wanted to do was actually just become T.S. Madison's friend. And then on top of that, she wanted to get in touch with Ridiculous.
Well, all you had to do was hit her up on Facebook yourself.
I couldn't hit her up on Facebook. Hold on. I couldn't hit her up on Facebook because a couple of my profiles, I was too thirsty. And I mean, I was in jail, still in jail on some of the profiles, but I did get Madison's Facebook, and yeah, we did talk. We just talked in conversation, man.
Have you had sex with Ridiculous Bishop?
Nah, man, that's like a brother to me, man. Nah.
But Ridiculous is homosexual, right?
Yeah.
And Bishop don't know what the fuck he like. He's just like big ding-a-ling. So hey.
Ain't nothing
but Bishop,
wrong.
But Bishop used to be on in my inbox saying he's in my.
Everybody needs to post. It needs to be a show about screenshots, lies, videos, and
no,
sex.
I'm not lying, Bishop.
Oh, Bishop, you cheating on me with Shamika? You in her inbox too? After you done told me you want
to
lick me low and lick me dry?
You know, honestly, I probably was
night.
In Shamika. Last time I think I was in Shamika's inbox was when I was asking her to be my friend on Facebook. That's about it.
You know, my secret with the dog, you don't have no chance. We know fat bitches don't have no big pieces.
No.
Me and Bishop used to be married, and all he wanted me to do was fuck him with the dildo.
J-Rock, he must be your fault.
Couldn't do it anymore.
J-Rock. So now I know who your father is.
Who?
Bishop.
Yeah, J-Rock, I wanted to tell you.
So now we know where the bipolar comes from.
My father is Kelly.
And shit, J-Rock like trannies too.
Did you
so
just say your father was Kelly?
Yes.
You know what I admire about J-Rock?
Well, don't
J-Rock?
Do my sis.
One
don't
thing I admire
my.
About him, and I'm not on your dick, dude, but honestly, I admire your smoothness. Your smoothness, man. That, yeah.
If you're trying to be slick, you like all the boys dangling.
Shamika got her. Shamika said good night. Everybody, Shamika said good night. She got disconnected. We might as well all say good night anyway, because the white woman will be telling us
good
that you're both piled
Shamika.
Up soon.
Thanks for using Dope Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Good night. It was so fun talking to y'all again tonight, honey. I miss
good night, Dick
I
Gregory.
I know.
Them pictures never showed up. They never showed up, partner. Try again. Take a seat. Try again.
Bitch, leave Dick alone. You really trying to get him ripped up so he can get in your inbox.
Get up and try again. Try again. Oh, my God. I have been quiet most of the night. Thank you, Jesus.
Wait, see? CEO said tomorrow's topic is called Exposing Fake Bitches. Promote it to listen to the Icon CEO, Jasmine, on the state of emergency.
So put that face, please.
Hey, Jazzy.
So tomorrow night is Exposing Fake Bitches. Enrique, you are one of the fake bitches that will be exposed. You nasty bitch.
Hey, Jazzy.
Well, good night, everybody. I will talk to y'all tomorrow.
Right. Good night, Benji Cut. Good night, Benji Cut.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, J-Rock. Good night, Jason. Dick. Oh, not Dick. Tiffany, thank you for calling in. Good night, Kelly. Good night, Jason. And who else? Callum. And Shakina. And me, I am the lovely co-host, London Bridge. Whatever alleyway or bathroom you do go into, please make sure you practice safe sex. Because the life you save would definitely be your own. Thank you.